This is Cube Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, nothing has ever been truer said, a face for radio. Hi, it is Clayton McKee. I'm on board with Q-Talk America, Al Perkins, and Kat Carlson.
Hello.
Are rounding out the cast.
Hello.
So far tonight, Marnie Ryer is out, but Katie June is jettisoning across town, probably stopping to get food at a high-end store. As she's coming from an event. She'll be here in just a few moments. But in the meantime, you got us. And there's really nothing better than just kicking it off with us.
Yeah, whoever's available.
And they looked at me and said, you'll do.
You'll do. Yeah. That'll fine. Do, pig.
That'll do, pig. That's one of those things that'll always be funny.
Always.
That'll do, pig.
Thanks
yes.
for that.
That's quite. We're here to help.
Okay. Not at your expense, at anyone's.
Yeah, we're not saying
you're just the latest victim of the same joke.
I'm on drink number two. I'm not offended by anything.
I'm enjoying a couple sips of mine.
Atta girl.
Kicking it off, this is show 194. It's Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. We've just got a couple shows left in the year, and then what we're going to do, it's just going to go up 1 year, and we're going to start over next year.
Hello.
I knew you'd remember that. I love that from
FM. And then
FM.
As if by magic, they just go up. Like, hello.
Up one. Absolutely fab. What was her name?
Bubbles.
Bubbles, the assistant to
Adina. One particularly special day in the ocean, Harrison and I were standing in the surf at some beach near San Diego, swimming around, and she did that whole thing, the whole speech about the calendar, and I almost pissed my pants laughing. I was so unprepared for Harrison to have a whole monologue prepared in a British accent.
Do you know what we're talking about, Kat?
Vaguely.
Okay, yeah. the show, the series AbFab.
AbFab, right.
Well, her assistant, one of the, there's Patsy and Adina. Well, mm-hmm. Adina's assistant is Bubbles, and she's not plugged in. But she was talking about, I don't remember if it's a New Year's Eve thing or what they're doing.
It is. They're celebrating New Year's.
And she's mystified by the calendar because, you know, at the end, then it magically goes up one next year.
And she goes,
hello.
And in a show just filled with belly laughs, that one is just the sweetest.
Quite funny.
Yeah, yeah. I've experienced AbFab, like, kind of in passing, like how you pick up maybe an episode here or, you know, a reference there. Sometimes I haven't even seen it, and I've just picked it up from somewhere.
And back in the day, we were mortified that Cox Cable, I think it was called Cox then, is wasn't picking up Comedy Central.
Oh.
So, didn't have BBC America. I don't think BBC America existed then. But people in other places had been watching AbFab for a while, and we were just sitting here in this drought of comedy. And we were in San Francisco. Harrison and I and our friend Heather from BS, we're in San Francisco on a trip, and we were talking to some guy at the bar, and he acted out the entire episode where they went to Morocco for us. And we were like, oh my God, it's riveting. Like, we watched, he did, and then when I finally got to see the episode, I was like, he was spot on.
That's fantastic. I do love a good live interpretation.
Yeah, but I had to have people were sending me videos of the show, because I was like, how am I not seeing this?
I remember back, before I moved to Phoenix, I don't remember what year it started, but I worked at the NBC affiliate, and the group that was there, they would leave after the news was over on Sundays, and they would have a viewing party, and I didn't understand it for the longest time. They were catching Fox's Simpsons feed off satellite before there was a Fox affiliate back in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So they would tape it during whatever news where we were watching, and then they would all leave and go watch it at a party, and I didn't understand, but now I'm like, wow, that's how
we used to roll. Yeah.
Dry
yeah.
comedy we were in Missouri, because there were no affiliates and cable wasn't that big back then in that area. So I understand what you're talking about.
I can't even hear those words said out loud. Like, oh my God. Laura Ingalls, can you hear me? Laura Ingalls Wilder, are you there?
Drink your juice, Shelby. It'll be okay.
Good night, John Boy. There's no cable. Good night, John Boy.
Yeah.
This is not a world.
Yeah, that would be the long nap. I just gotta off myself. I'm in a land without cable.
I just had a vision of Al standing in a cornfield just screaming to the heavens, we're not meant to live like this. Yeah. No cable.
He would figure out a way to fashion
like
husks into a dish and receive a signal. He'd figure it out somehow.
Yeah, he's very crafty. Yeah.
I would have to become instantly crafty that minute. Let
MacGyver,
me tell you.
He would MacGyver himself through that.
Pinterest got nothing on that bitch.
Margaret.
Not tonight, Berta. Not tonight.
About my long nap.
Yes, that's
true. I love it that she's in the room as Margaret. Like, we don't know who it is, Berta. Only one of us has seen Alberta, and it ain't me.
That's true. Oh, heaven's sakes alive. Well, again, welcome to One and All. I don't know who all is listening, but I, of course, Dr. Ben Carlson is in the chat room.
I'm trying to get my free hotel room.
I like how you keep using that.
I love it. I love it.
Wait, Mariah and Margaret both are here.
Hey, Bag and Ope.
What the hell's going there? Oh, Bag and Ope is there. Okay, what about...
Oh, Bag and... Hello,
they keep saying the audio is super weird. I'm not sure. Maybe it's you, because I don't know if it's me, because I think we're coming out of here wonderfully. Explain weird, if you could, for those of you who can hear.
Use your words.
Yeah. It says it's connected.
Maybe it's, is it the echoey thing again?
I don't know. I don't know what they're getting.
Is her mic on without her being there?
No, it's just the three of us that are on. I don't understand what is happening to them. So anyway, we'll figure it out later. Well, since we're down a girl and she's on her way.
Goodness.
We'll start with you, kitty cat. Dr. Ben.
Dr. Ben Carlson.
Yes.
Well, when I'm not playing a doctor on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I was out last week to hang out with some PTO folks and plan yet another book fair.
Because
that's what I do.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got two schools, so I do three altogether.
Gotcha.
And sound good on video. Audio is echo-tastic.
Okay, then I'm going to disconnect echo and start over.
Do that.
Yeah,
do
it's
that.
Bad. We heard it.
It's all right. Well, we're going to disconnect that. We'll stand by. We'll figure it out.
And then I think it's just work.
Mm-hmm.
Which they just heard is 9 times.
Huh?
Oh, it's really
work.
We'll figure it out. I knew you said your orientation today.
I was orientated today and tomorrow. I will be starting at another fun new job at a local casino here in town. So
excellent.
I'll be behind yet another bar.
Oh, they're doing bar.
I'm doing bar.
Oh, what casino?
Lone Butte.
Oh, that sounds sad.
It's sad. It's not sad. They're just remodeling it, and it's fantastic. It's just far.
It just reminds me of Lone Giant.
Is that 50? Is that the 51st Avenue?
No,
where is that?
That's like the 202 in Kyrene.
I don't remember.
That's the one out in Chandler.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God you like to drive.
So the new like Wayfarer 202. It's not that bad from where I'm at, and it's all freeway. And
oh, that's a valid point. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yet another. Orientation. So yeah. So what I did all day today is I watched the sexual harassment video and I listened to the payroll lady.
Now I'm always confused. Is that the video that shows you how to?
That's the video that the entire time that I'm watching it, I'm going, how have I never been fired before?
Because you worked in a gay bar.
Right, because I've worked in a gay bar for so many years.
Changes everything.
I know. And now I'm just watching this video, just horrified, going, oh, I'm going to get fired.
I don't.
So bad.
A bar where if you tell somebody, shove it up your ass, it's really more of a suggestion, not a harassment.
Right.
Right.
And really, most of the people are kind of open to that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly.
They're like, all
right,
how far? Right.
Sure.
Can I put that on my tab? Well, yeah, sure.
Can I warm up first? Right.
I'm going to need to relax.
Deep knee bends, yeah. Possibly Valium. Who's Carney? Who's Carney?
I don't know. We got people in the chat room who need to identify themselves.
It was fun.
Because I'm not confused. Are Margaret and Mariah... two different. Who are they? There's Mariah.
I'm assuming that.
I'm wondering if we're going through all of the nicknames.
All of her nicknames. She's gonna sign on as a different person every time.
She could. There's Mom. Hi, Ma.
Yeah, hi, Di.
Very good. I redid the audio, so I don't know if it makes any difference to you, and if not, just listen on the audio feed because that seems to work out.
The
much
video
better.
Feed.
The video.
And then you can see me.
And, oh, yeah, you can see her. Yeah, she can wave right at you. Well, Al's had an exciting week.
Oh,
fuck.
Weekend.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah, just work. And
oh,
then,
I was thinking more of the floating of the arc.
No, we're getting back, because first we have to get through
work.
First 108 hours of working, and then just as we're about to do 109 through 120, have the house be flooded, clean that up, take a shower at someone else's house, go to work, come home, finish cleaning up, wait for the plumber, sit up all day with no...
Plumber cute?
But who cares? At this point, he was God to me.
No,
he got me water. He got me out of the third world.
I was hopeful for you for a minute, sir.
He was very, very pleasant.
Okay, and, there's that.
Oh, my God. And then, so it was a day without being able to wash my hands, so I couldn't eat. I wouldn't eat anything. Like, I had Purell. Mm-hmm. That's as good as, because all the water had to be turned off.
Well, sure.
Because of the initial issue with the hot water tank from last week that was not addressed. This was being fixed this week. So, No,
it has
way
been
to
fixed.
Wash my hands. No working toilet.
Been fixed with a brand new water heater, I bet. Yeah.
No. Oh, I betcha.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. And because I have a good relationship with them, and I found them in the an Echo magazine years ago. It's Brothers Plumbing.
Okay.
They used to be called Christian Brothers Plumbing, and I don't know if the Christians left or if they're no longer a brother with the Christian, but now it's just called Brothers Plumbing. They also do my air conditioning in the summer, and they do preventative maintenance, which is what they came to do last week. They came and just told me some things, and they were like, this hot water heater is eight. Like, they showed me, like, they went through all the plumbing to make sure what worked, what I might want to look at to get fixed up. And they were like, and this hot water heater is 18 years old and filled with sediment. And I asked the guy, I'm like, do you think it just exploded because you disturbed the very happy 18 years of sediment in the bottom? And he's like, that's probably true.
Probably.
It was probably working as a natural seal.
Right. It already, right. Calloused over.
There was absolutely no way. I mean, I'm a very gifted person. I have many talents. But there's no way that with the towels in my house, I cleaned up 30 gallons of water. Like, I've spilled a gallon of milk, and I know I can extrapolate from there and find and tell you what 30 gallons should have looked like. And he said that the leak was probably a little bit higher. I must have woke up, like, right as it, you know.
Luckily,
it died just as I was getting ready to wake up, so it wasn't that far into the flooding. And it was probably had about 10 gallons of sediment in the hot water heater. So, and it was just a weird thing.
So there was only 20 gallons to go, and your leak was only 10 gallons
and it
down.
I must have caught it, and I was smart enough to turn off the. I knew that the water thing was broken to the heater, so I turned that off right away, and I just had a friend come over and, like, just double check that the gas is off, because I don't want this thing to, like, be burning an empty, possibly an empty tank. So a friend came over, just double checked that the gas was off. And
I was surprised that you told me the age of that water heater based on the fact that your house was renovated before you moved in. And I just would have assumed that that would have been part of it.
No, and I'm assuming they only fixed, I'm assuming that anything that didn't need to be fixed wasn't fixed. Like, the air conditioning was put in that day, which is probably old and wouldn't pass inspection. But the water heater, it looked suspicious from the day I got there. And, you know, my inspector was just like, he didn't give a shit. That was back in, we were still in the days of whatever they're asking for is what I'm going to write down this house is worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paid by the, I think I paid him. You're paid by the buyer, but you're still fucked over. I don't know how that works. Supposedly they've stopped that now. That whole practice of, like, just being a yes man with house inspectors. Although Ernie's was just as bad. Ernie's house was inspected, and it's, that was a piece of shit that fell apart the day she moved in.
Well, because they get paid either way, and they want you to have the house that you want. There's, you know, they don't give a shit.
And
move on to the next inspection.
Right. Yeah, and
inspection.
It really, but it passed. And even if it was faulty, they say in Arizona, 8 to 10 years is a good long life. Even if it was brand new that day, it was 6 years old. Absolutely no maintenance. So okay, you know.
Sure.
But you could tell by the writing and the stickers on there that we were looking at a relic. But so it happened. I lived. I had to clean up 20 gallons of water with towels. I have so many fucking towels in my house. Here's the thing about being a gay guy. I have so many towels
sure
in my house
going.
That I was able to clean up, however big that mess was, through three different rooms with towels and never once touched a decent bath towel.
Oh.
I never laid hands on any part of the two really nice bath towel sets that I have. That's how many. It took me four loads of laundry. And then in the closet where it also flooded, there was a rolled up sleeping bag that acted like a tampon and wicked the water up.
Sure.
And the first time I checked, I'm like, well, there's no water in here. And then I went back because I went to work, and overnight I'm like, okay, I didn't think this through. Like, the back of the house is the back of the room, not the closet.
Mm-hmm.
My house is probably flooding and blowing out the fuse protector on the floor and, like, ruining that back wall that I just didn't think of.
Right.
Because I went right to the closet. I was like, it's right, it would be in there. Didn't go where I thought. It didn't go to the places that I didn't check. But then I touched the sleeping bag that was rolled up in there. And it was like, I'm like, oh, no.
You're like, oh, time to change.
So I had to get a towel and, like, drag it out. Like,
so all the water didn't just come out of it.
It absorbed so much.
Uh-huh.
But so, I mean, it was all good and happy and, you know, a little bit of money and the right phone number to call and things are fixed.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Good.
Yet another problem I can throw money at. So it's not that hard of a day.
No, and you have lovely hot water now, and as efficient as you can possibly be with a hot water heater.
As big as that space will fit.
Yeah.
Because when the guy told me it was going to, you know, they don't make 30-gallon tanks anymore, it has to be 40. 30s are really expensive. He's like, I'm going to try and get to a 40. And I'm like, well, is that going to fit in that space? Because my house is literally a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a cottage. I mean, it's tiny. And the hot water space is just big. He crammed it in there with welder and lubricant.
Atta girl.
And then he's like,
is it a 40 or is it a 50?
It's a 40.
Okay.
And then he, like, welded it. 50 would have never fit.
Well, I just asked.
It's a little corner. So he's welding it there, and he made two little black spots on the wall, and he's like, you're probably going to have to paint that. I'm like, I come on.
I don't care.
I'll never look at that wall again.
Get some whiteout. Get some whiteout.
And cover I that pity up. The friend that I send back there that actually has to go stare at that corner of the wall and notices it. You know what I mean? The person that comes in and sees the two little, your life is sad. Why are you in my house doing that with all the entertainment in my house?
So what'll happen is someday when he's out of town, I'll go to his garage where I know where the paint is, and I'll fix this for him.
Because it'll bother him.
Yeah, right. It will bother.
Because he's going to go over and be like, let me see your new hot water tank.
I will. I totally do that. I mean, I installed my own years ago and it failed. So why would I enjoy a water heater for him?
I was almost going to take a picture of it and send it to you.
Well, you should have. That would have been exciting.
I will tonight when I get
home.
Well,
please send me an invite to the viewing party.
It'll probably be the Academy Awards.
We'll be serving hot water right out of the tap. Sediment free.
I'm in. Cancel all my plans.
Anything hot. It's a whole evening of
secretary.
Hot toddies.
Clear my calendar.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. How did I use literally wrong, Molly?
Yeah,
well, literally. I'm quite certain he used it in the white girl method, not in the literal.
Was it the method. Well? Was it the welding and lube phrase that he used? He literally got it in there with welding and lube.
There was welding.
I think you literally.
I was using lube in one room. He was welding in another. Literally.
Ah, so he was cute.
Yeah.
Literally can't even.
That's good.
Teach us on what, Molly. I want you to teach lessons to the gays about home improvement. I would pay for that. Literally a postage stamp.
This was
Molly. Was the postage stamp. It was.
God. I only have a postage stamp story coming up in headlines. Literally, I do.
Al was using the white girl translation.
Gotcha.
No.
You don't know how big my letters are. You don't know what kind of commemorative stamp I'm holding.
Really? Really?
Literally.
Is that the forever stamp?
It is the forever stamp.
Thank God.
Because you're licking it for literally forever. It's the size.
All the forever stamps I've seen are self-adhesive.
So... my two favorite things that I said yesterday during the crisis. The one was...
The crisis. I feel like breaking news should be playing.
Oh, and this was beyond this was beyond everybody. Because this took welding, and you had to break apart...
Oh, you're still with welding?
Yeah.
All right. Just,
crisis 14.
You don't know me.
Al's hot water.
No. But, so the first thing was, is I was supposed to do something with Doug last night, and I'm like, well, clearly... Right. Clearly, I'm not going out anywhere because I'm not going to be able to take a bath till really late in the day. And we don't know how effective that bath's going to be yet because I'm pretty fucking stinky.
Awkward.
Yeah. So I told him, if you want to come over and join me in my pajamas, I have wine.
Literally.
And you bring some... Yeah, literally, I have wine.
Yeah.
A house full of wine. So he says, yes, that sounds like a great idea and more what he had in mind than going out. So I just got two bottles of wine out of the cupboard, threw them in the fridge for his visit. And so as they're coming over and we're doing all the paperwork, you know, we're filling out the he's going over all the warranties and all this shit with me. And he's like, I'm really sorry about your day. He's like, he's like, you've been up now for like, because I worked the whole night before and he knew that I was up cleaning the whole time he was doing stuff. And he's like, I'm really sorry about this. I'm like, oh no, I put two bottles of wine in the fridge about an hour ago. I'm like, I'm not even going to remember you were here in a couple hours. And he goes, so do you want me to keep going over the warranty? I'm like, no, I stopped listening to you like about 10 minutes ago.
So then, if there's a problem, call us. That's all you needed to know.
Exactly. I have your phone number. If I'm ever interested in the rest of the story, I'll give you a ring. So then Doug's on the phone with me, like, and I'm getting like the 2-hour dissertation about him coming over my house. He lives a block away. I'm like, hang the fucking phone up so I can open up this wine without the neighbors thinking I'm a drunk.
I don't know how you do that.
Why do we care what they think?
Because I didn't want to drink alone. It was hysterical that was my concern. Like, he's still... I'm like, shut the fuck up! Just get over here and tell me. I can practically hear you from your house. You live across
almost,
the street.
Right. Line
Jenny,
of sight.
Come on over. That was too funny. Anyways, what did you do this week? You had a more fun week than we did.
I did not. You think
yeah,
I
you
did.
Went to San Diego.
I'm saying, weren't you in California?
I would just say, yes, but see the...
And then vaguely remembered one visit?
Well, I'll tell you that story. No, so here was the deal. The premise... And I like it when people... When people move, and Al, we've been through this with you. I told your story and used the line, it's light as a feather in regards to your couches. No, so I went to San Diego because my friend Matt was moving, move back here.
As a lifelong lesbian, I understand your pain.
So I drove his car out because I'm the faggot who can drive a moving truck, and I drove the truck back.
I thought you were out there to do work for a bar.
No. Initially, I was going to go to LA first, do a rewire, and then go to San Diego, but we ditched LA, went directly to San Diego and did that, which was good. Why? Because nothing was packed.
I've been there too. So literally,
the plan in my head, the way I had thought how this is all going to work out, was arrive Friday, go have a few beverages that night. It was all good. Which that was the night that I didn't remember. I had been at this restaurant where I apparently accosted somebody. I'm not really sure. Anyway,
were they brown?
There was no. It was a Mexican restaurant.
Perhaps I saw a video today about that. Perhaps you sexually harassed them.
Oh, well, I do hope they enjoyed it because I had a good burrito.
Mr. Cosby, do you remember Beverly?
Last name Johnson. apparently, she saw your Johnson. I'm not sure. So I get there. My belief was load the truck Saturday. Everything was going to be good. And then literally noon Sunday.
The crack of noon.
That's my idea of crack.
Noon, drive out of town and make our way back here. And literally, I thought, well, we'd be back here by 6 or 7. And I thought, well, we'll have plenty of time to go have a few beverages on Sunday night. Then like unload the truck Monday. That's what I thought. Sure. No, I left San Diego at 9 p.m. Sunday, and I got here at 3:45 Monday morning.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. The best thing about that, though, is nobody's on the road. Nobody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So aside from Border Patrol that stopped me once to make sure, you know, I was a white guy driving a truck full of furniture.
Like
they
do.
Literally, that was the best because set the cruise, never touched it, and rolled all the way listening to various things on the... Because the newer moving vans have the jack. You can plug in your iPod.
Christmas, you know right. what I mean?
The aux cord.
The aux in. Yeah, so I auxed in and listened to a lot of aux stuff, which was enjoyable. But the drive was fine.
Sounded dirty.
I was really surprised because sometimes when you make that drive, whether it be LA or San Diego, because it's a solid six hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like for some reason, it felt like it was 35 minutes, and I just zipped right across here.
The right music.
Well, true. I sang, I know everything Bette Midler does. I know everything that Anna Gasteyer does. Tina Turner's live concert, I relived again. Yeah, so.
Having a lively conversation makes it go faster, but nothing's better than, and I always say a lot, you need live music, because I like the applause while I'm driving. I like people clapping for me and offering your encouragement.
I've challenged it, got above this hill.
Yeah.
I've merged.
It's because of all your love and support I've made it across this desert.
Here I thought I was the only one.
Yeah. I found
Thank you. I exited like a champ.
There is not enough room in that truck to really do Proud Mary appropriately. I found out.
Well, no. That and the steering wheel being in your way.
You'll your knuckle like bam.
So I kind of did the little one just with my head nod.
And the wig
to do it just fingers only. Just
yes. It's not really wig confidence when you got something in the holding the wig on your head.
No, this is my hair.
Well, you're not doing Proud Mary without a wig either. There's two things wrong. Tina wouldn't do it. Why should you?
Either way, those big wheels, they keep on turning.
And they did. They turned all the way here. I got the truck, turned the truck in today. But it's not over yet. Still putting it together. But hey, he's right here. Just four doors down. Same street, same song.
That's so nice.
So yeah, I don't have to go very far to get shit done and accomplished today.
Should we go like toilet paper his yard later?
No, because you know what?
Because I'll call him to clean it up.
Yep, that's exactly why we don't do this.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly why we don't do that.
That's one more person that lives close by that's going to call Clayton to come fix their shit.
Fix something, yes. Yes.
We'll have to think of a new prank. Let's go break into his house and drink all his booze.
Oh, no. And here's the worst. And this shows that there is good still in people. So he brings his two dogs, right? His two Siberian Husky dogs.
Which was part of the deal
with there was a block wall built in this yard, yada, 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 because security for the dogs. Because these dogs are apparently, they're really escape artists is what they are.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was all built, done. I got here 30 minutes before they did because I left before them. Blah, blah, checked the perimeter. We thought everything was golden in this yard. So here we are at 4:30 in the morning. Dogs get out of a car. They've been in there for 6 hours. They go into the yard. Everything's good. They run inside out. All of a sudden, I'm standing there in the backyard. I'm like, where are the dogs? And realized that there was a gap, like not even 6 to 8 inches.
Oh, no.
Between a wall and a side of a building that they just slithered right through.
They've escaped.
Gone. Gone, gone. Like we drove around for an hour looking for them. Gone. So they're chipped, they're tagged, all this stuff was all well and good. And we're like,
it's like Gone Girl.
I felt horrible, and I realized that I'm the worst person in times of compassion. I don't do well because I don't. There's not a correct word. There's not any word you can say that's going to make the situation any better.
Kind of like, well, that happened.
Yeah. Well, so we came back here and crashed because we're like, well, nothing. So I told Matt, like, go to sleep with your phone turned on, which he did. Mm-hmm. And we had probably, both of us had not enough, maybe, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes. Phone rings, and it's a woman who's got the dogs. Woo! At 6 a.m., she calls, she's got the dogs. And the dogs had run about a quarter of a mile together, just blissfully running everywhere because they were just happy to be out and free. They jumped into some utility guy's van, and he shut the door because he's like, we're these two perfectly tagged dogs are almost twins running around. Some they belong to somebody.
Something's up, yeah.
He took them. He didn't know what to do with them at that time in the morning because he literally cut them moments after.
Literally,
they
got, yeah.
Literally. Postage stamp. Literally, thank you. He didn't know what to do with the dogs, so he took them home to his wife. And then she kept him, and she called at 6 a.m. She felt that she didn't want to call too early.
Sure.
So they called 6
a.m. is the time.
So we jumped up, got in his car, and ran and got them. Where did they wind up? They were at 19th Avenue, almost to South Mountain. They were. That's where he lived. He was working right here by Charlie's.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, no. That's so not a couple miles.
No. Saying, no. So they got in a van right here, and he didn't know what to do, so he took him to the... Hi, Tomo, by the way. I didn't even see you in the chat room. Hello, Tomo.
Oh, and Cal, and anyway, Ernie's so girl, and...
Dogs are back.
Oh, now she's Ernie's girl. That's funny. I just put that together. It's the wrong way.
Dogs are back. Sir. Dogs are back. All is well. Man. Everything's moving on in life and liberty.
It's a happy Christmas story. Yeah,
it turns out. It all turns out well. It turns out well.
So now, like, now that you like you tag your kid or whatever that thing is,
they're both chipped.
Oh, dogs.
They're chipped and they have collars with all the tags.
So can you just put it on Find Your Phone and just hunt them fuckers down?
No.
So close. That technology's almost here.
It's not a. It's not a GPS. But the phone on their tags, it has his name and his phone number. So they just called that. But if you were to take it to a vet, like even I don't know if it's just a vet or even PetSmart, they just
PetSmart
have a wand.
Has vets,
they run over it and it bleep, and then all of a sudden it comes up on the thing. But he does have them also registered, like you can with just about, I guess, any animal. There is a registrar that you can do so that if any vet, pet store, anything, they come across these animals, it tells you all their information, who owns them, where they're from, where, and then you can even put on their area where you last saw the dog if you lost it, so that people are in the area to log on to it. Because again, like Marn and Ernie and a lot of these people, they are vets. That's their kids. That's their whole deal, are these pets.
Literally, so, their children.
Literally. This is the literal show. Thank you for having me.
If there's anybody at home that wants to make money, I'm thinking if you can put together the app that lets your phone find that chip, I think you just won some money, right?
I think the only problem is...
buzzing the dog?
No. I think the only problem is power.
Right, so...
Because the chip that is currently put in there is passive. So the thing that you wand them with is powered, and then it just like picks that up a scanner at the grocery store.
It's like a magnetic...
Almost.
Right.
So the problem with the GPS inside the animal, they have the collars that'll do it. They don't have the implantables.
Right. Well, there you go. Then invent the collar that goes with
it's
the
invented.
Phone app.
Collar, they've already
it's
got
out
that.
There.
They've already got it.
Well, why is he so cheap? Why isn't he
get
it?
Because
he's a cheap...
No, he is so not.
I don't know.
Not when you spend on these fucking dogs.
I'm literally making shit up.
Yeah. No, but
I've decided this is the hour one drinking.
Good, happy story. Got it back, but it was a very horrible thing. Literally, roll to town, your new house, put them in the yard, and they're gone. And it was crazy. I realized real quick.
It's terrible.
I'm not good at compassion because I'm just at a loss. I don't know what even if you lost a friend or a parent.
So Matt's like, oh my God, my dogs are gone, and Clayton's like,
he wasn't.
All right,
no.
After my mom died, I had someone wasn't. Come up and tell me. This was maybe a week after my mom died. Somebody came up and told me about their dead pet.
And?
I just had to stare blankly. Like I was like, if I say anything out loud, I'm going to have to acknowledge that you just equated your cat to my mother, and it's not going to fly. And I just sat there like...
I hate when people do that, when they're like, oh, I totally understand what you're talking about. Harrison, get it.
Well, it doesn't happen until 8 o'clock, Harrison. Settle down.
Fuck it. Drink now.
But, oh, my God. That was one of those times where, and whenever someone...
And you just want to reach out and just punch them in the throat because you're like, your fucking dog and my mother...
Not the same.
Literally...
Not the same.
...have nothing in common.
But it really... another friend of mine, his grandmother died and he had to go to the funeral and he hadn't been to a funeral or something. And I'm like, just be prepared... While you're there and during all of it and for a couple weeks afterwards, people will just come up to you and say the worst possible things. Like, in horrible your mind, shit, you'll right. just be like,
why would you say that to me?
If I was armed, I'd shoot you in the head for saying that. But they just don't know what to say in their initial... The thing that comes out of their mouth is literally the worst thing they can think of.
Literally.
And it was so funny. So
we're going to learn it no matter what.
I feel we'd be dead within an hour.
Because that's a word I can really abuse. And now I just want to say it every time. But I have to tell you. So, and it was the Will. So the Will comes back from the funeral. And for days after, it calls me and says, he's like, do you want the list of them? I'm like, oh, no, I'm sure I've heard every single one of them. But you just have this glazed look on your face of like, because they come, people walk up to you with this look and you see the sadness in their face and you just dread it because you know, oh God, we got to go through all this again. And then you just wait, like, how horrible is what they say going to be? Like, how bad on the scale of like, that's just uninformed to, wow, that's cruel. Like a cat story.
I've experienced loss. One of my vases fell off a counter once and shattered. You know, really? My mom was worth more than a vase.
Even when you pronounce it said vase. So gay.
But luckily, everything is literally.
Literally gay.
Oh, Molly, this is your fault.
We have a Cal's on board. We have a doctor. We'll
the
live.
Hammered, not all the right. dead.
Oh, that's right. I'm a doctor. I forgot.
Piss wow. off.
Almost got me to shoot Crown Royal almost, out of my nose.
Almost was spitting.
Well, you Mr. segue. McKee. I got to go throw these away because starting with the cashews what? And the salt.
Will you grab me one of these other fish, sure please? Will. Thank you.
We have seven.
Terribly wrong with my burries.
Oh, your
bowl. Oh, with the burries.
Do we have anything else for you to chew on?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I brought ginger snaps for you.
Oh, so you got snaps of ginger. And I have the tail ends of some roasted cashews that my mom gave me.
I've been meaning to do that at home.
The snaps are the tail end?
Snap ginger.
Oh.
Oh, and these little joy. You might. Well, mom, remind me what's in these little chocolate things. Are they pomegranates? What are these? These little chocolate. They're fantastic. Here, you need to try these.
All right. I'm
rolling down.
What are
they? Grab you some. I'm going to roll down here.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Oh, God damn. Where's that? Okay, grab yourself a couple of those. Maybe they'll make it back up here to this end of it. But they're little tasty.
What are they?
They're dark chocolate, but they're chocolate covered.
Oh, are these goji berries?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know. My aunt got my mom hooked on them. There's some sort of a fruit that's in them.
Yeah, because my kids are hooked on some shit called goji berries. They're like chocolate covered some kind of berry.
Berry.
Yeah.
Well, Al can try those little chocolate
that'll
covered.
Do I need to?
That'll do.
You got an opener.
Right,
that'll do pig.
So we have literally it's and been a long that'll day. Do pig. Literally, that'll do pig.
I wrote it down for us.
Like she's doing the rounds in the boxing match. I love it. I don't care what the fuck is inside that chocolate. I mean it.
No, it's fantastic. Mom will tell us later, maybe. Who knows?
I'll bet it's a goji berry.
I don't know. It's something.
Or an acai.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I don't remember.
Acai.
My mom got a whole bunch of...
My kids eat this shit like it's crack. Like, you buy one bag and they're gone.
I saw this totally random thought. This thing about
because the show is so organized so far.
Right. That we were just saying that it's...
Literally.
Literally, that'll do pig.
Yeah.
The phrase that. Like the,
you imagine him walking up, literally, that'll do pig.
Calm down. Just calm down.
If
babe.
It was gay, settle down. Gay babe, pig in the woods, or what was that movie called?
Babe. Just babe.
But babe, pig in the city. No, that's the sequel.
Oh, the sequel. Sure.
Just it was called
I
babe.
I forgot it. Electric Boogaloo.
It's called Babe pre-bacon. No, I saw a bumper sticker today that I've never seen before, and
was it hashtag whores are fun?
No, it was not. No,
just checking.
No, it said.
But yes, they are.
I said I'm a Vietnam vet and I'm Fonda Jane. I thought that was a cute play on words because I'm like, very why cute. Is Jane Fonda backwards? I'm like, oh, I'm Fonda Jane. I thought that was kind of that was cute.
And she is looking good, by the way.
Oh, my God. What is she, 90? She looks fan-fucking-tastic.
She was. They brought her back for the finale of... actually, she's been on the whole last season of Newsroom.
Yes.
And holy crap, she looks good.
She's she's one of those
people...
She either
aged into the surgery that wasn't looking good a few years ago. Like,
may have.
Age in previous surgeries, and finally the twain have met, but just lovely.
And she's one of those people
fuck
that
you,
I...
Molly.
I love
you.
To listen to. I can listen to her in an interview. I can listen to her speak. I love her pace and her tone. Jane Fonda, I like to listen to her. What are you chewing down there? Oh, your snaps of ginger?
Yeah, she's snapping gingers. I got closer to chomp the cashew.
I got a peanut butter cookie.
Molly hates it when we eat on the air.
Fuck you, Molly. Get you. How about that?
Why do you think I bit the cookie so hard?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the literally out of that one.
literally, fuck you, Molly. Why don't you eat up there in your DJ booth with Wi-Fi and enjoy that, bitch?
How's the Wi-Fi working? Is it still good?
Hope somebody can fix it. Eating noises are such riveting radio. The rest of this show is riveting radio.
Oh my God, now you're a Muppet.
Thank you.
Literally just caught up. Yeah.
Caught up on what?
Yeah, that's what her and I have been talking about for like 2 minutes, and you finally turned around and read it.
Doesn't matter. Has it ever mattered before?
No.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
No.
There you go.
Kim Jong-un says no.
Mm-hmm. Entire cast are an affiliated chat. Wait, I can't. What?
Entire cast and affiliated chat of gay talk show podcast all suffer acute alcohol poisoning. Literally.
Hey.
Now I got to read shit for him.
No, I realize the problem
was... Look at all the good that you do.
I realize that it's reading like this is my problem. If I could just click on my own screen, I could read it myself.
In front of you.
Oh, the Onion...
Or three.
The Onion would have a field day with this, she says. But this is... These are all real stories there, Cal. That's artificially inseminated stories. Different.
That's weird.
That's weird. Nothing says weird. Like, weird. Like that.
Speaking of which, what time is Katie June coming in?
Well, if she's lucky, maybe tomorrow.
All right.
Literally we'll soon.
Do your headlines.
We're going to do that. We're going to do shit. What? Are you not ready? Can you not pull
literally.
To you?
Of course I'm ready.
You're ready as ever. I was looking for my thingy.
Three.
There it is. What?
Two. One.
You're funny. Let's try this headline segment. See if we can pull this off. This is completely unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that's surprising to you. Oh, man bounces checks for $58,000.
Secret Santa has gone too far.
Police chief talks about legalizing pot.
England has a protest with benefits.
Gay vets can march in the St. Paddy's Parade.
Run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
Florida's highest court asks to block gay marriage.
That's all I got.
And a 101-year-old wins a $50,000 Arizona lottery prize. She's getting new teeth.
Good for her, really.
No, no. I haven't actually read any of these scripts. Oh, God. We're going to see how this is going to go. Well, in Norfolk, Virginia, perhaps Javoric Alexander Moore has a really long Christmas card list or a lot of pen pals. We're not sure. A 40-year-old Greensboro, North Carolina man was sentenced last Thursday to 2 years in prison for bank fraud after writing more than $58,000 in bad checks for postage stamps. Literally postage stamps. Documents filed in federal court in Norfolk, Virginia say that Moore opened a checking account, deposited initially about $5,000 before visiting several post offices in Virginia and North Carolina to stockpile stamps. He also spent about $5,000 at an office supply and clothing store. According to the Virginian Pilot, defense attorney Suzanne Kachmar wrote in court papers that her client was, and this is what gets me, he was abused as a child, loves to cook, and hopes to someday operate a food truck. He has high hopes. No. He's got high hopes, literally. But she said nothing about his interest in stamps. Don't know what the connection is, but he hopes to operate a food truck.
He was abused as a child, likes to cook, and hopes to open a food truck.
Yeah.
And literally no one knows about his stamps.
Nope. Don't know anything about the stamps. She can't talk about that.
You're investing in bad business at that point. You know what I mean? That is good money after bad.
Right.
Because now you're stuck with something that's kind of going out of business.
Food trucks or the
no, food trucks are booming. Postal right, service.
Bitches like to eat.
Those mail delivery trucks are soon going to be having tacos on them.
Ooh, door-to-door taco delivery. We might get there. Same trucks. Mm-hmm. The thing is, they don't come at the same time every day. If I could get a routine, if I get a routine, upside down.
Yeah, you know, it's literally upside down.
Oh, it was.
This is what I'm going to do.
So pull out one of those stories out of your ass.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yep.
She shits on her own segment now.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was my turn.
Well, what am I going to point at you?
Yeah.
There, well... because I wasn't, I don't know. Mm. There exists, somewhere within the general vicinity of Bellingham, Massachusetts, a layaway hero. Dun, dun, dun. This was proven earlier this week when customers at a Toys R Us learned that a woman, whose identity is not yet known, walked in and paid off the entire layaway balance for the store in full.
The whole store?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
The whole
literally
balance.
Which is probably like $25, because who still puts shit on layaway?
That means that the woman paid about, not literally, but about $20,000 worth of merchandise on more than 150 accounts.
That too does it, Al.
This incredible act of kindness is a true illustration of holiday giving at its best.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Said in a statement to ABC News. Here's what happened, according to the Milford paper. Described by employees as a bubbly older woman and a local, she offered the store manager a hug.
Mrs. Santa's just been eliminated.
Offered the store manager a hug and reportedly said, "If you have it, give it."
Ouch.
That sounds like a holdup.
Up the butt, Bob?
Literally.
Literally.
apparently, this kind of thing has happened before. For example, last year, a Florida man spent about $20,000 at Walmart paying off the accounts of strangers.
Hmm.
I don't know. He says, "I know it affected people immediately. I mean, they were getting text messages that payments were being made on their account while they were there, and people were calling saying, I think there's a mistake. It's so special. It was really
You mean the slip and
special.
Slide is paid for?
Right. My Easy Bake Oven can go home today.
Going home. No light bulb included.
I'm just excited that layaway is still a thing.
Oh, yeah.
One such recipient says, "I thought you have to be kidding me," when discussing the call she received from Toys R Us, letting her know about the paid account. "I almost wanted to cry. It was only $50, but to me, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And that someone would go and do that gave me chills." She added, "What a caring and thoughtful individual. I feel like I was part of something special."
Maybe someone will pay her heat bill so she won't have chills anymore.
$50.
Damn it, you stole my punchline.
Did I really?
Touch my an angel. No, you didn't.
Naturally,
show me on the angel. Show me on the angel where they touched you.
There it is. Punchline.
Is Della Reese part of this?
Can the devil come over? He seems to come with fire.
It's warmer.
Exactly. I'm a little chilly.
Punchline stolen two times.
So we're shitting on this segment for you, too. Anything Kat Carlson touches, we're just going to shit all over.
Shit on this.
Just going to shit all over it.
Wait till later. I think I've got a voice in my head
for
it,
too. What was that? That's the line from In or Out, wasn't it? You just took those wedding vows. You just shit on them. You shit all over them.
That movie is so fucking funny.
I haven't seen that in a while, but that is a funny movie.
Well, you
fuck
two,
Barbara Streisand.
Hook up the soundbite at my next story. You go now, and then at my next story, you hook up the soundbite for the shit all over this. I think it needs to be a thing.
I'll see if I can find it.
Do it.
Just that isolated one.
All right, go.
Go. Oh, good. Thanks. Oh,
wow,
that's my turn.
Bossy.
Like, God damn. What's in your cunt mug this week,
yeah,
bitch?
Yeah,
God.
It's a full glass of cunt. Yeah.
Little extra cunty.
10% more cunt than everything.
She never has a second cup at home. Oh, make it national. Make it national. That's the message from Houston Police Chief Charles McClelland. That's what he has on the issue of marijuana legalization. The local police chief in Houston is making national headlines after stating that the moment has likely come for the state of Texas and the United States in general to legalize the possession of marijuana. He says, quote, "We cannot criminalize such a large population of society," which we have all talked about in here, "that engage in casual marijuana use." McClelland told KPFT 90.1 FM on Friday, "Most of us understand, we do believe that those of us that are law enforcement executives, that the war on drugs, the 1980 drug policies, was a miserable failure, and that there is no doubt about that." In a 30-minute interview with the Drug Truth Network host Dean Becker, a regular speaker with the marijuana legalization group Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, McClelland highlighted the failures of the so-called war on drugs. And then it goes into an entire list of all the different things that he says just were worthless about the whole thing. It says, he says, "It's about time. After legalizing marijuana use and possession, Colorado has hardly become the stoner-blighted hellscape that that naysayers claimed it would. Governor John Hickenlooper expects more than $1 billion in marijuana sales over the next fiscal year. The Denver murder rate has dropped 42%.
Holy shit.
And taxed and legal recreational marijuana sales are generating literally $20 million a month. A month.
Holy yep. shit.
Holy shit.
We might be able to start paying teachers.
Yeah.
Probably not for a while. Yeah,
let's
all
get ramped up.
I know.
No, but I'm
They're clearly not first on the list.
But, yeah, really. But I love the fact, and I read it in a couple of different places, the murder rate and the crime rates are just dropping because everybody's like, yeah, fuck it.
Because people calmed the fuck down.
Right, exactly.
Well, you're not having people going to drug right. raids.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you just took all of the, like, underground competition out of right. it. So right. you're not... Right.
The story does continue. Additionally, the massive drop in arrests for marijuana-related activity has freed law enforcement in the state to focus on real crimes.
Right.
Like
selling singlets. What are they called?
Yeah, right. Not singlets. That's what you wear in
wrestling.
Singles or singlers, whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, that's a funny name.
And they say...
I don't know what that is.
There are Lucy's.
Lucy's. You're right. You are correct. Anyway, it permits law enforcement to focus on real crimes, and if that's what the rest of the nation has to look forward to, it's a small wonder that police are calling for a countrywide end to the ban of pot. And I think that makes complete sense. Again,
yeah.
I'm not a toker. I've never done it. It doesn't matter. But it makes sense to me. If these numbers, the bigger thing is, I mean, the tax windfall is crazy.
Yeah, you see mm-hmm. that number, and all of a sudden you're like, all right.
Yeah.
You're like, smart, I don't want it, but got them, bitches.
I'll open a store and I don't want to smoke it.
I should reverse that. The tax windfall is not the leading story here. It's the murder rate and the crime has gone down because people have just literally calmed the fuck down.
Yeah.
The windfall, the plus is the money. And if it can go to things like teachers, it should. Right. It should go to things that help
you
people.
Think.
Not right. not to some fucking lawmaker, you know, in filling their coffers. There's no But yeah, I think that's
and
fantastic.
Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, was on The View today, and it was a great, great interview. And just the tone deafness of so many of these police unions with their, you know, the guy that wore the in the football game this week. It was justice for Crawford and for the little boy that was the 12-year-old that was mm-hmm. shot with the BB gun.
Right.
And the Cleveland police union said it was like they had some word for it that it was something horrible. I'm like, it's just a protest. Like, right. shut the fuck up and take your medicine. And so de Blasio was talking about in New York that now they have the guy that was another one. Well, now there's the guy today that he didn't get indicted for shooting the guy in Walmart for a gun he had in Walmart.
Right.
And they even interviewed the guy that the initial 911 call that said he was waving it around. And now they interview him and he's like, no, he was never doing that. And it's all on video. And the guy's like, oh, I never said that. We're like, we play the tape.
You said
and
that.
They walked in and shot him in a right to carry state. Like, he was in Ohio, in a state where it's legal to have a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a permit. It's a right to carry state. So even if it was a real gun, you're in Ohio. They want they're all excited
right.
about guns. You can't just shoot.
Right.
Like, go shoot a white guy because they all got guns. Like, and they're selling guns and fake guns in Walmart. Like, you just shot one of your customers. Anyways, but Bill de Blasio was on, and he's talking about that. And the New York Union has said that because he's being critical of the New York State on the NYPD, the New York City Police Department, that he should not go to, out of respect, he should stop going to police funerals, police person's funeral. And he's like, no, the elected officials show up out of respect. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a sad day. I'm not going to, like, I can say you guys are good at what you do, but you have work to be
you
done.
You can get
right.
better.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
True.
It was really sad. But and then he was, like, they asked him all these really pointed questions because he's married to a black woman. And his oldest son, I think he's 16 or 17 years old, is 6'2", and he's a big black kid. And so de Blasio has been having all these conversations. He's taking a lot of heat for it, where he's like, I, as a white man, have one interaction with the police. I have to tell my son what his interaction of the police is going to be like, because they don't see a half-white kid.
Right.
They see a black kid.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he's big. So now all of a sudden he's intimidating.
Sure.
And scary.
Because a 5'6 guy.
And he may not be a saint. Right. And he may not. No. But, I mean, the guy in Ferguson is 6-something, too. Like, none of these people are small. The guy chokeholding the guy is only, like, maybe a half an inch taller than that guy. Like, it's just a bunch of, but in the end, this is a long-winded thing. In the end of it, de Blasio was saying that they need cameras, they need retraining. He's like, we have to stop the stop and frisks. We have to just stop doing that. We're not doing anything but harass. Our police are just coming across as harassing minorities. Like,
right.
the stop and frisk went racial immediately. And, you know, Bloomberg wouldn't admit it, but de Blasio was like, it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stopping and frisking white people. It's not happening. It went immediately to racism. And the last thing he said was, and we have to change our marijuana laws immediately. And I'm like, this guy's on The View. He's on morning television, having with his wife by his side, having this rational, calm conversation about race. And he's a, you know, it's a mixed family. Well, not mm-hmm. really mixed. He's, you know, like, I don't know how you say that politically correctly, but
interracial
family. And here was a white guy talking about his black son and mm-hmm. pot and the cops. And I'm like, wow, this is. You don't see these kind of interviews where people are, like, asking real questions right. and getting a legitimate non-talking point speech. Like, he just told off the police union. I'm like, he's going to go outside and get shot.
Perhaps.
We don't know what happened to him.
But I mean, about The View all of a sudden again.
Yeah.
Like, I've been gone for a long time, and now I'm
me
totally
too,
back.
But I have to tell you, somebody come, like, the mayor of New York coming on and just having even a polite disagreement with the police union, I thought, holy fuck.
That's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's like a cardinal going on and checking on the Pope.
Well, but it's refreshing when, I mean, not everybody needs to go around wiping each other's ass all the time. Somebody needs to pull up a couple.
I mean, it was an honest, non-talking point. And it was like, these are my feelings. And showed a picture of his son. He's like, I have to have a conversation with this kid. Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not, you know, if I'm not standing next to him, he's not the mayor's son.
Right. He's just a random
black
kid.
He's going to get treated like everybody else is getting treated.
Right.
So it was an interesting interview. Take a look at it. Bill de Blasio. He's an interesting guy.
Hmm.
There is that.
Who knew? Well, in England this week, adult film stars and freedom of expression campaigners descended on Parliament on Friday to protest new laws which ban certain sexual acts from British-made pornography.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
The list of around...
I don't look to Britain for my porn. I just want to... I literally don't look there.
Me either.
Yeah.
And yet, apparently they make it. The list of around 10 newly banned activities range from spanking to strangulation. The protesters decided to focus attention on face-sitting by staging a mass demonstration. Stop it.
A mass sit-in?
Nice sit-on. Work. I mean, it's nice
yes.
work if you can get it.
You can get it if you try.
Who knew Gershwin would be applicable here?
Born in Britain. Yeah.
As the protest got underway, those gathered looked towards Parliament and were encouraged to give them a wave. A few protesters instead decided to, in the spirit of porn, make an explicit gesture instead. Protesters chanted, "What do we want? Face sitting. When do we want it? Now."
Now.
Okay.
One young pornographer said he was waiting for an angry text from his mom once she saw the photos in the press.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
My indeed.
My indeed. Critics argue the change not only damages the country's porn industry, with online viewers still able to access content banned in the UK by watching videos filmed abroad, but amounts to arbitrary censorship.
Arbitrary.
Interested parties will know that the new law bans spanking, caning, aggressive whipping, penetration by any object associated with violence.
So you can't shove a hammer up your ass?
Fucking you with the taser? Not okay.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, it burns.
Ooh.
Physical or verbal abuse, regardless of whether consent is given.
Excuse me, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
I think British
water sports.
Also, oh.
I know. Jeez. I know, no more peeing on me.
Role takes a village.
Role playing as non-adults, so please, sir, take off the diaper.
Okay, what if...
Wait, I'm not done, shut up. Physical restraint.
Assertive.
Humiliation, female ejaculation, strangulation, face-sitting, and fisting are all now banned from web porn sold from the UK.
Hmm. What the fuck is wrong with British porn? They have caning in it. When did that become a thing?
I don't know.
Top hats,
but I'm
going to
Google it later. Oh, totally with the top hats and the canes. I could totally see that now.
For those of us in
definitely
the room
see it,
who
yes.
already said that we don't get our porn from Britain.
Right.
I'm thinking because I don't think Britain's really known well for porn, the porn industry. I mean, literally, you got Palm Springs and L.A. has literally, those are like hot spots. Plus, Miami and then there's places in South America for it. But,
sure.
I mean, the least
and the
that
Czech
I know.
Republic.
But,
I was just going to say Russian.
But,
so
but what I'm thinking about is, as not well known as it was already, uh-huh. when that was permitted,
right.
it's going to be far less known
obsolete.
Now. So nobody gives a shit about British porn anymore.
That's the only place
there's Katie June!
Speaking of British porn,
yes.
Hi.
She's a little dressed. She's dressed fancy like she's a lady in a British porn. Look at her.
Look at her.
Did somebody order a British stripper?
Yes.
Oh. Well, welcome Katie June. My gosh.
Am I not small enough? I don't know.
This jacket is a little bit British.
It is. You can take it off if you feel the need. You got a lot going
on.
Wait,
let me check the list. Is that allowed? Spanking, caning, aggressive whipping. No, 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 it's okay. You take the jacket off.
Jacket removal is fine.
There's some fucked up shit in that porn.
There sure is. Yeah, now it's not okay.
So that just means the British porn is less interesting than it already was.
I feel like I got here at the right time.
Yeah.
They're having sit on your faces.
Oh, meow.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Now, how about imitating an animal? Is that allowed? Like the meow?
Yeah, still on the list. As long as you don't do it as a baby.
Now,
baby elephants.
I've always found those that thing with like. Yeah. Oh. I've heard that noise during porn.
What the fuck porn are you watching? I don't know.
Didn't come from an... Well, it came from a trunk.
I saw that one time.
Oh, my God.
I do find the thing about dressing up as a schoolgirl to be really creepy.
Apparently, that's not okay now.
Yeah. No. That's always been a little... People that get off on people dressed as little kids, that's a little fucking weird. Do you like doing that?
No. That's not what that meant.
Katie has the floor.
What? It meant I want to interject with a porn conversation.
Welcome.
Hi.
Well, don't you think that it was a little odd that, I mean, that was the whole thing with Britney Spears when she first came out. The Oops, I Did It Again. She's dressed as a Catholic schoolgirl.
And she was only 16 or 17, right?
But still.
Right.
But still, Christina Aguilera did it way better in the same skirt in Dirty. I was going to say.
Don't even know.
She was hotter.
Way hotter.
And it was hotter and it was dirtier. So,
and I was on board.
Kelly and I, recently, I'm going to just like share a lot of personal information. We were like, hey, we used to, so early in our relationship, we were really into porn.
Sure.
And like everyone should be. And it's fun. So we haven't done porn. We haven't watched porn in a while.
Thank you. Yeah, literally.
Children kind of put a little like damper on that.
Well, in the porn watching department.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, let me watch my cartoons. Right. And you're like,
yeah.
Fine.
So we so the other day, we just randomly, we just both happened to wake up like extra early. Because we don't set alarms anywhere. We wake up to Palmer crying out mommy in her bed.
Which, it's 6 a.m. and she's awake
at 6. You're right. That's the witching hour.
It's the magic kid hour.
So for some really weird reason, like Kelly happened to wake up at like 4:30 and she like rolled over and I was like, fuck, I woke up and I'm like, God, I'm fucking awake. And so we're kind of laying there and I go, you want to watch porn? And she was like, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. So we are digging through. We had moved our furniture around. So like the old drawer that had the porn stash, like we kind of don't really know where that is anymore.
Oh, no.
So we're digging around.
Oh, that's going to make a fun day of exploring later for Palmer.
Yeah.
For the porn.
Mommy, what's this video?
We're digging around for the old porn. So Kelly's like, so it turned into this really funny thing where we're like wide awake. The lights are on at this point in our bedroom. We're not, it has become like, hey, babe, you want to watch some porn? Like, let's do it. To like, well, what should we like? You search RedTube. I'll look on Google. Like, how do we download porn on demand? We're like doing new internet. It was this whole thing until
brightly
finally,
lit naked internet searches.
Internet like searches for porn, and so we finally find porn on demand, which is surprisingly less hard than we would have imagined, providing that like teenage boys
so
exist.
So easy,
you know.
Yeah.
So we just, there's no code to enter. We just bought it.
Pick a genre. Like, you can get it for free, too.
But it was really hard because we were looking at, like, lesbian porn. Mm. So we're like, the first thing that comes up is mother and daughter. And we're like, what the fuck? Pass. And then it was like, big blackalicious booties. And we're like, no, this is not.
Yeah.
So we had to go through a lot of things.
Plain
like,
white ladies do things that are still allowed in Britain.
I know.
maids in Britain.
So what you need to search
grannies
from now
love
on
getting
is
it on. Like it was
British
weird
lesbian porn. Like that's what you need to search.
Apparently.
Yeah, because they've cleaned it up a lot.
Well, let me tell you what. We went to our old classic standby, Jenna Jameson, who was great. Mm-hmm. Like she was our. She was our standby.
She was the go-to.
Years ago. Right. And now we kind of realize it's really, not that I didn't know this before, it's so for, because we bought that one, it's like $14. And it is so for, it's all just for men. And I guess like I've always known that, but like I don't want
to
watch a porn where straight women sit around and go, ugh, like what the fuck is that noise? Oh yeah. Like that.
You're watching what men think women do in bed.
And I wanted to just, like, gouge my eyes out.
Now, oddly, I just got an email. Our listenership just went up. I don't know why.
Anyway, So we were fast forwarding through scenes. We're like, this scene sucks, fast forward. Mm. So it was like the most unsexy, like, porn sex session that I've ever been a part of, because it was, it took a while to get there. Then we were like fast forwarding through this, like, we're like, this scene looks good. Okay, let's like proceed. And then I'm like, this scene sucks. Change it. Like, I, it was just like,
it's really amazing how much you use your fast forward button through porn. Yeah. Like you want to watch porn, but you realize you got to have your one hand's got to be free for the remote.
Yes. And I literally was thinking in
too
my
much?
Head,
is that too much?
And like, we got to go. I need to like buy some porn for Christmas. Like, I need, this is what Kelly's going to get, like a bag of porn. For Christmas, it's gonna say like your eyes only. I need to like find some sexy new toys. We just need to like spice it up. We've had like kind of a vanilla sex life for a while, since, you know, for a while. And then when I finally was like, let's just like watch porn and get funky, and it was the weirdest, non-sexy thing. So I have already visited the castle. Good. I'm good. Taking suggestions for really exciting new.
She literally stormed the castle.
Literally. Yes, she did. That's our word.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing now.
Anyway, I'm taking suggestions.
Here's a question I have for you, because I read this somewhere online or in some survey somewhere in reference to porn that, I don't know if it's just, if it was specific to straight women or if it was including lesbians in it, that they have a, there's a high percentage of, they all like gay men porn.
I've always loved gay male porn.
But I thought you had said
lesbians
that.
Lesbians love gay porn. That's the weirdest fucking thing.
I've always liked
it. I heard
it.
That. In fact, I remember you saying
opposed,
that
but,
like a long time ago.
I think it's
ago.
Hot. I mean, obviously I'm like preaching to the choir.
Choir,
But it's hot, right?
Choir director, I mean.
I mean, I think, listen, I think sex is sex. It's hot to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it is.
You know,
yeah.
It's sex. So I think, but I think maybe like, I always kind of liked, you're welcome, Tomo. I kind of always liked gay male porn, like porn, because it was so kind of taboo.
Yeah.
So it was.
It's the dirty factor.
Yeah.
It's the,
like it's hot, but also it was like a thing that I was like never supposed to see or like participate in. Cause it's like, I can like straight sex, got it. Lesbian sex, doing it. But like gay male sex is something that's like totally outside of my wheelhouse. It's a little bit of that taboo.
And most of the time,
the funny thing is, you've been to that wheelhouse several times.
Sometimes one of them is pretending that they're straight and like, oh no.
I hate that.
See, I don't like that.
No, but it's usually two gay guys.
I kind of like
of course it is.
Yeah. It's David's first time. I'm totally in.
Yeah.
I'm
the van. What was the thing with the van?
Or when Al calls a plumber over.
I've seen those.
My water heater blew up.
When they drive around the city and they pick
up
first timers.
Like the bang van or something like that?
The bang bus.
I've watched those before.
But then it's funny when you get two guys together and you know, decide after a couple dates that you want to watch a little porn and get a little heavier into this. And then you're like, oh, I'm not into that. you're a creepy fuck.
Give him 20 minutes. Oh, I'm into that.
Right.
Can I tell you something else that's not porn?
Well, why,
but
of course,
because
now it's the Katie Show.
Hello, everyone.
You're making it for an hour. I missed the crossover. Go ahead.
I know that there was something on, I don't know if it was HuffPo or something today. I watched it. It was like, hilarity ensues when male best friends look at each other naked.
Oh, my God. I saw
that.
The helicopter.
Yes.
I saw that on Facebook.
Awesome. So it was.
I didn't watch it. I just saw it.
They appear to be all straight.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. And it appears to be straight. I mean, I think they're all straight men.
I don't think they like.
There was no sexuality.
It was male best friends see each other naked for the first time.
There was no sexuality.
And so some of them were like really weird about it, and we're like, are we touching? Like, I don't know what's happening.
Some of them hugged from afar. They're like, they hugged. They're like, okay, this is.
And they're cut off like at the belly button. So it's like, you know, the camera shots only from like the belly button up.
Right.
And. Yes, I'm shitting on your story. But
no, it's hysterical.
Yes,
I'm
because
so glad you
that,
saw it.
That one pair of guys,
they
was
were
just
the
like, oh, they were so funny because they're like, oh, look, the helicopter. And then like you could just see
so
their
hips
like, moving.
They
you're
start like
oh.
shaking it. And the one guy goes, so there's the tall, thin guy. They always have big penises. And the shorter guy goes, I mean, damn, I know why you're getting all those girlfriends now. And
damn,
then
very funny.
And damn. the short guy goes, I just want you to know I'm a grower. I just need you to know that I'm a grower. And it's funny because as soon as they take off their clothes, they're looking eye level, and then they're like, one, two, three, and they all look at each other's penises. It is really funny.
It was cute. I saw that one
and it
too.
Was like very like genuinely like just very
very
mild
BuzzFeed.
And,
I'm into BuzzFeed videos.
But it was
so
like just not graphic and porny.
Wait, the yellow light's about to go.
It was innocent.
Yellow light.
I haven't got to that yet.
Oh, okay.
We're getting there. We'll get there eventually. Katie June's going to tell us more porn stories that she may or may not have been involved in. Literally. Our drinking word is coming up in a little while when we have a lull in conversation. We're going to have Katie fill us in on what she's been doing for the past week. More headlines, entertainment, and then Katie will talk about sports and something else. And we're going to drink and talk, and it all works out. We'll be back in this moment right here on Q-Talk America.
Exactly. Dude, I quit for you.
You've been listening to The Show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. A little bit after 8 o'clock on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is Q-Talk America. I am Clayton McKee alongside Katie June, Kat Carlson, Al Perkins rounding out our cast. Marnie Ryer has the evening off but is in the chat room with us. So if you have a question for Marnie or something, or if you want to join in, Marnie,
maybe
feel free to do.
Maybe just want
to
say hi.
People do. They like to say hi to us from all over the world. For example, Tomo, Baga Nope is here, Cal. Hey. So many different people are there in the chat room. Thank you for being with us.
Harrison.
Oh, that's right. I actually haven't seen her name pop up in a little
Harrison.
While.
She was here at the very beginning.
Yeah, no, I did see that, but I haven't seen it in a little while. Anywho, as we always do at the beginning of hour two, we literally have to do the drinking word and the disclaimer, and it goes a little bit something. Well, I got to find this first. I hate doing this, and I do it like this, and I do it like this, and here we go. Boom.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
I love watching you do your drag version of me.
Are they good?
I'm literally at a loss for our drinking words, but I think it's going to be literally.
Literally is right. It's going to be, yay!
Is it because of the sign?
Yeah,
literally.
I wanted it to be in honor of Whoopi Goldberg today's t-shirt, because that was so funny. Holla for Hanukkah.
Oh, that's funny. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Yes, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Chewbacca to all of you.
Happy Chaka-Chaka-Conica.
I know it's the first day of
Hanukkah.
Thank you to Facebook. Otherwise, I would have no idea. Even though I want to be Jewish, but not that bad.
Turns out, and I know hella Jews. So
yeah, I love my Jews.
I know.
Jew porn. You gonna get into that now?
I mean, I could. I know a lot of cute Jewish ladies.
Oh God!
I can't object
no, I'm
to
selfie
it.
And don't smile. Okay. Selfie with my literally.
So it's like, what's happening over there? Should I see a camera. Should I be on?
Of course, you're always on.
I'm sorry. Is this for me?
Sure. Do you want to hold this? You want me to take a picture? Because I'll do
like
it.
That. All right. Yep. Here.
Or Katie's going to hold Kat's
Can
sign.
I ask you how we got into the porn combo? Because I really walked in.
It's a story that she did.
It was a story, but hang on. Instagram.
About Sam, we're going to take a picture.
Yes.
And it'll be on our Facebook page, I'm sure.
That is campaigns.
Lord. No, got into it because she was telling how boring British porn has gotten because they've taken all the fun away from it.
Let me recap. British Parliament recently passed a law
this
that
is embarrassing already. Yeah, why are they doing that?
That outlawed such things in porn as spanking, caning, face-sitting, fisting, female ejaculation.
Water sports. All the good stuff.
Right. Look, every category I click on.
What you pay extra for.
Probably not into some of those things, but at least they are things, and let us watch them.
Let us have them.
Let us have our.
This coming from the woman who
into
water sports and fisting. God damn it! Give it to me.
This coming from the lesbian who just said moments ago that you and your wife are really into it's been vanilla boring for quite a while.
Yeah. And so she wants to open it up. To
and
people.
You're not.
Yeah, we need to just get it. We have. It's been great.
Okay.
You know, good. It's just like, you know, when you get into like a lull with any sex partner,
we
you
always have like Marty a long term sex partner. Lesbian bed death, and she won't tell
she
us.
She just giggles.
And I don't, right. I mean, I think that it's, I think
whatever, but you
lesbian bed death is everybody, right? Right. Like, so, everybody
and,
goes through periods
of time together for like 7 years now, right?
Eight
years? Yeah.
I don't always know that it's specific to lesbians. I think that's just more pronounced.
If you want, I can give you my LatinBoys.com password and username.
I've heard that the lesbians arrive at bed death faster.
I think they do.
That may be true.
Yeah,
I just think men are more sexual. Like, that would be my guess. I don't know. But
well, and women hit their, like, sexual high later.
Oh, too. Yeah. Yeah, which is,
we're
like, a true thing.
Right.
Anyway.
There's that.
Thanks, Castle Boutique.
Welcome.
Thank you, Castle
Thanks,
Boutique.
Thanks, Castle Boutique.
Clayton McKee, you have a story for us.
We have all said that
Merry
at some point.
Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what
portions of the rest of tonight's show sponsored by Lube and Spit. So there you go. Okay, so Gay Vets, for the first time in history, or in its history, the sponsors of the Boston's St. Patrick's Day Parade will allow a group representing the gay community to participate, drawing cheers from the mayor, Martin Walsh, who boycotted the event last year over this exclusion. The South Boston Allied War Veterans Council, which has long resisted the inclusion of gay groups and won a U.S. Supreme Court decision back in 1995, upholding their right to ban them from the annual parade that draws hundreds of thousands of spectators, voted 5-4 on Monday night to allow the group Out Vets to march in the parade scheduled for March 15th of 2015. Gay Vets to march in the Boston Parade for the first time. Which is a fantastic thing. Excuse me. They will be allowed to carry a blue banner with 5 white stars representing the branches of the military and 6 vertical rainbow stripes on the banner. The group represents lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender veterans and participated in the city's Veterans Day Parade last month. I think that's great.
It's about fucking time.
No shit.
You served your country. If you want to be part of the Birdcage Coalition or whatever you fucking dream of, you
do whatever the fuck you want.
You serve the country. Take your spot in the parade. Wave whatever flag you got to. Get the, you know, we'll shut the fuck up about it.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It's exciting.
It's yet another one of those times of people just being tone deaf.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we can't have gay people. They already served their country.
They've literally served you.
Yeah. Literally. In this and not figuratively. Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Yes.
I didn't realize how many times we say literally. It just happens and we don't even, I don't think we're, I don't even think we could do it more than normal.
It is one of my favorite words because I use it in all of the wrong senses.
The white girl translation,
I use white girl pumpkin spice latte Ugg boot version, which is, I
Totes
literally waited for 3,500 hours today to get up to the cash register. That's like my version of.
And one of my favorite jokes of all time is, I've told you a million times, don't exaggerate.
Yeah. I've literally told you. Yeah.
Totes lit.
Totes
lit.
Lit. I've literally, that's how I do.
Literally.
Literally.
And you know what? And I became worse at it because I love when you say it. So I've picked it up.
Yeah.
It's like you're from the valley when you say literally.
That's how
you. My dad has literally asked me before, "What the fuck happened to you?"
We've all asked that question.
I'm listening to you talk. Not a thing I do. Yeah. So what the fuck happened?
Where did you pick up this iambic pentameter?
Yeah. one of my cynicism, Tomo. I'm kind and gentle with a sweet nature. And obviously a liar.
A million times
pants
over.
Pants on fire. Goodness
pants
gracious.
On fire. Yeah,
you are wading into pants on fire territory, sir.
Speaking of pants on fire.
Oh, segue.
Parents in one Northern California school district are accusing Planned Parenthood of trying to pressure their kids into having sex by providing them with information about consent, sexuality, and gender identity.
What
I
is
love
that? Sex,
I love consent.
What is that burning sensation
we
in your pants?
We should never teach someone about consent.
That's
that
right.
That might lead to
Safe
non-rape.
Sex.
Bad
don't
shit.
Do
right.
it.
Right.
Don't ever consent.
Mm-mm. For the past decade, Planned Parenthood has partnered with the local high school district to provide comprehensive sex ed instructions to students. But some parents in the district appear to have only recently learned about the Women's Health Organization's role. Last month, several outraged residents, I know how to read, in English.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah.
Last month, several outraged residents formed a coalition called NOISE, which stands for No to Irresponsible Sex Education. They clearly don't know how an acronym works.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh
to
God.
Pressure the school officials
start
to drop
from MASH, work backwards.
Planned Parenthood's curriculum. According to Fox News, a reliable source,
and always the voice of reason when it comes to human sexuality.
The conflict escalated even further this week after parents got their hands on some of the materials currently being used in the high school sex ed classes. Specifically, they object to a checklist that helps kids decide whether they're ready for sex, as well as give them suggestions about how to communicate effectively with a potential partner, like asking, is this okay with you?
Oh, and can I kiss you? Those are bad things? Again,
they're also concerned about the gender-bred person tool that teaches kids about the spectrum of sexuality and gender.
Yeah, because you don't want your kids informed in any way. Just go out in the world and make bad choices.
Assholes.
Yeah. Either and rape somebody because you found out that asking for consent was bad.
Was terrible.
So I just raped her.
Because no means yes.
Yeah, my dad.
It's always easier to beg for forgiveness than ask permission.
I get to do whatever I want to do. I have a penis. I'm a man. Done.
Because my parents told me that asking about consent was bad. They made me get rid of it in school.
You don't want to talk about it.
What a strong message that is to send.
I know.
I wonder what these same parents that are saying, how dare you teach sex ed? What are they talking at home?
What are they
talking
about?
I
want to
know, what on earth? What are their children learning in any capacity?
Right.
At home. I mean, nothing. We know this, but like that's the horrible part.
Yeah. Tomo, school is no place for learning.
The silver lining to this article.
God damn you, education system.
Yeah. My favorite part about this article is something that I have actually never seen before, and I really kind of love and think that kids should be shown this. And it is the gender-bred person.
Gender-bred person.
Which is so cool.
Oh, that is really cool.
Right. Because you can see, like, there's a spectrum for where sexuality comes from. Yeah, I've turned it around now, so please describe the image for me, because I was going to read it, and now it's turned
around
for me. Right.
That it's identity is in the brain, gender identity. Orientation is in the heart, which is, like, what you feel, what you love. So what I don't get, this is, it's like I said, it's biological sex.
Right.
Does your biological sex tell you that you're female, intersex, or male, and anywhere along that spectrum? And your sexual expression is how you portray yourself to the outside world.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
That really is genius.
And this is like being taught to children, and I think it should be taught to children.
It should
be. And in this really great way.
It
does. It describes the difference between gender expression, gender identity, sexuality.
And it's so easy.
And isn't that great?
This is brain, this is heart, this is Malm's pubis.
Malm's.
Wow, I didn't know Malm was involved in this.
This is the outside appearance. Can you guys share that? Really,
I'm about to put it on our. See, I can do work too.
Good
I'm about
work.
To put it on our.
Thank you, sir or ma'am.
So that's
the chat room wall.
That's education. Now, did you say something? Part of that came from Fox News.
The strong objection did.
The objection came because Fox News is famous for this.
They're investigating.
Is white.
Yeah. So we have. Don't forget that. Santa?
Yeah. Santa according to, is white.
According to Fox News, this conflict between the school district who's employed Planned Parenthood to teach the sex ed and the parents group, Noise, who doesn't understand what according to Fox News, the conflict escalated even further after parents got their hands on some materials from the class, including
Gender-bred man.
And you could see where they would object to that because that makes people, like, you have to admit that there are other people besides your white family.
Right. Yeah, there's just straight white people in the world.
Right.
And even though we don't understand it, like, we don't have to understand everybody, but we just have to know that
they exist. Mm-hmm.
They're there, and that's okay, too, because even if I don't get it and I don't understand what third gender you identify with. Like,
What's going on with you over here?
Whatever all this
What's all this going on?
I don't have to understand it. I just have to know that it's there and that it's okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
You're not hurting anybody.
And it's okay, and we're moving on.
It's just like, it is what it is, and next.
Right. I feel that way about women's purses. Like, they're a thing. Legit. They're a thing.
Literally.
They're out there.
Now, you're not using ladies' purses as a euphemism of some sort,
no,
are you?
I am literally.
I'm pretty sure she actually understands ladies' purses. I'm pretty sure she's talking about.
I mean, there's no
just slip it in my coin purse, baby.
But I'm talking about that Coach bag that I'm not sure what's in it, but it weighs as much as a small child.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but I appreciate that they're there because oftentimes there are lollipops and Band-Aids in there.
Doesn't
so.
Matter what's in there. They're beautiful.
I would guess it's D batteries at some point too.
They're beautiful. That's those if you are know what
sometimes
you're doing.
Drawer at home, depends on really. How long she's been married.
But you don't know which drawer they're in, Katie, because you
apparently not.
You're
I lost the fucking porn.
How do you lose your porn? No, I totally understand.
I don't know.
I'm there.
Yeah. I'll show you.
I'm glad it worked out really well for you, though.
It did. I mean, it ended up being good. A great morning. Took a while.
It's all that bright light.
Took a while.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, turn that shit back down.
The best part of waking up.
Yeah.
Apparently it's
something in your coin purse. Something in your coin purse.
Kelly in your cup. That's what it is. Jesus Christ.
All right. Girl. Now the first thing. The first thing I posted may not be right, but the second link is right.
All right.
I may have been putting together something else and copy pasted wrong. I don't know.
But enjoy whatever he posted.
Yeah. I'm going to click them both and find out.
Well, I only
the
see one.
The first one I think is about the SAG Awards.
Sure is.
Don't confuse SAG with Gingerbread Man, because things do sag. I get that.
The second one should be to the Gingerbread Man.
We're all hopeful.
It is. It is.
Yep.
It is.
Good work. Thank you, Al.
Well, good old Florida. You know, they're on top of everything. And I think that the story coming up is kind of funny that we just got a notification. What was it yesterday, today, that Jeb Bush is going to
consider. I'm sorry, strongly consider.
So less than 2 weeks after a federal court refused to temporarily block gay marriages from taking place in Florida, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi on Monday asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intercede. The move comes as state officials appeal a ruling that overturned Florida's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage, positioning Florida to become the 36th state to allow gay couples to marry. A subsequent decision from a federal appeals court opened the possibility for gay couples to exchange vows as soon as this upcoming January 6th, and some county clerks of court have said that they are ready to begin issuing marriage licenses on that date. But state officials said the decision handed down by the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta could lead to utter chaos. In her filing, Bondi asked the Supreme Court to prevent marriages from taking place while Florida continues its fight to protect its ban on gay marriage. Voters inserted the prohibition into the state constitution back in 2008. Now, Bondi spokeswoman Jennifer Meal portrayed the request for a stay as an attempt to bring clarity to the issue.
Porsche. Now, I have to give a pun for Marnie, but is utter madness like... Oh, fuck it. I already screwed it up.
Okay.
Is there a cow joke in there somewhere?
Yeah, utter chaos, like same as Mad Cow, but I wanted a pun for... But I'm bad at puns, because they're awful.
Marnie, we miss you.
I know.
But not for your puns.
Yeah.
I enjoy your
but
pun.
But I did try to lob a softball for it. Just,
good
I,
work.
Yeah.
That sounds like a metaphor.
Almost.
I'm lobbing a softball.
I mean, at some point, doesn't Florida just have to stop being the penis of America and just right. be like,
but
you know
it's never going to happen.
But no, but
they're
here,
just, they,
here's
they
what,
love their penis.
Here's what I'm thinking the angle is on this, because I don't trust any of those fuckers. My guess is, if he's doing this exploratory whatever fucking committee for presidential in 2016, does he stand on the, I'm from the state that's trying to, are they trying to oppose the gay marriage thing? So he has another little thing to stand on during this. Where I'm from the state that's...
He has so many battles to fight that I don't think these two
the
stories
are... The fact that he's a Bush?
Is that well, he's so horrible.
Because Republicans see him as too liberal, and liberals don't know him, but they just think of him as being too
he's
conservative.
A Bush.
Right, and that's the reaction, because most people don't know his record. He was only ever the governor of Florida, and it ended. Oh, yeah. Thanks. And his term ended... There's not a lot known for him, but most people should be suspicious that when it came time to run a Bush for president, they didn't go with Jeb, who was then the governor of Florida.
Interesting, right?
They went with the guy with the history of cocaine, alcohol, mm-hmm. drug abuse,
fucking
draft dodging.
General douchebaggery.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, that's the better Bush? I mean, everybody back in 1999 when the Bush Jr. announced were like, him?
See, and I was not like paying attention at that point. I was just out of high school, so... Was
but you
the,
have to wonder.
Was
like,
it just
what?
That Jeb wasn't old enough to really be established?
No. George W. was just a baseball. He owned the Astros.
Right.
Like he was the manager of the Astros. He had nothing to lead him up to this. And he was only governor of Texas for a couple of years.
Okay.
Like, he had no background except for
He's
the fact
horrible.
That everyone knew he had at one time been an alcoholic, cocaine, DUI draft dodger. Like, that's the better Bush. So what skeletons are they going to dig
up in Jeb's closet?
Right, and he's like,
well, even his mother, even Barbara Bush is like, yeah, I don't think we need the Bush in the White House. Like,
she said that.
Yeah, she did. But like six, 8 months ago in an interview, they asked her about, you know, Jeb running, and she's like, yeah, I think we don't need.
But everybody
Bush
knows that the
So that's surprising for even his mom to be like,
because their family.
What's wrong with him?
That's what I'm saying. There's some kind of digging that's going to go on there. Now, Hillary's been thoroughly vetted by every source possible and investigated one side of her ass and out the other tit.
For a long time, she was first lady. I mean,
sure. There was Whitewater. There was Travelgate. This woman's been investigated to the tits, literally. I mean that literally.
Literally.
Benghazi.
So that's why this guy hasn't been vetted. And now the interesting thing I heard on talk radio today from the station that I hate was that... Marco Rubio,
moron,
immediately gets eliminated because they won't prime
from Florida.
They won't primary each other. Like they're close. Jeb Bush was a big part of Marco Rubio getting right. Is it Marco Rubio?
Yeah, you're right.
Marco Rubio.
Marco.
Am I making him too ethnic?
Marco.
No, it's Marco.
It's Marco.
Yeah.
Polo.
Yeah.
Marco.
Yes.
So they were saying that they won't try to out primary each other in Florida because a third party might come in and win the Florida primary.
Really, like, right.
So, I mean, it's an odd thing that, you know, Marco Rubio, they're thinking that either way they're planning on getting more of the brown vote because Jeb Bush has a Hispanic
wife.
And
he has a good relationship with the Hispanic community in Florida. He
speaks
really
Spanish.
Does.
Cubans, though, not
Cubans, right.
And the Cubans are their own block. You can't mix them together.
And they like him.
Cubans are traditionally
Republican.
Mm-hmm. Republican. And all you have to do from Cuba is the raft lands and you get citizenship.
Yeah.
Like, they get immunity and amnesty almost immediately.
It's so weird.
It is weird. And it makes a lot of people bitter about them.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's an odd topic. It's interesting that he hasn't announced, but you know, January of 2007 is when everybody announced last time. So we're coming up to that. Mm-hmm. Now we have like a potential field where
years, right? They're gonna
Biden hasn't said yes
or
no.
I hope he just doesn't.
I kind of do too.
He's kind of the best, except for his mouth. He's the most qualified person out
there.
Yes,
but but people think he's a joke.
Right, and that's what it's unfortunate that he gets that thing, but he's been in government since the 70s.
He's another cool. One. He's a rad dude. If I want to hang out with anyone in the White House, it's going to be him.
But he's from the Rust Belt. He comes from the right part of Pennsylvania and Delaware to get you the Rust Belt.
Delaware, yeah.
He's got a lot going for him in the right ways.
He's got that blue-collar appeal.
Right, he really does. But unfortunately, he's a gaffe a minute.
Yeah. He cannot be trusted in front of a microphone.
No.
Or not in front of a microphone, rather. Yeah, for that matter. Just nowhere. Nowhere can be trusted.
Worse than me, and that's hard to do.
But what I thought was interesting, we're hijacking this story a little bit, you know, who everyone's been talking about like crazy, and who is genius, we've talked about here, is Elizabeth Warren.
I'm on board.
And I love her. At the same time that I saw the article that Jeb Bush is strongly considering, I also saw an article that Elizabeth Warren has completely put the brakes on any rumors and said, absolutely not. This is not what I'm doing.
No. People from Massachusetts don't traditionally run well.
Really?
Right. Well, because it's a very liberal state.
The ROM.
You have a hard time with the flyover people. In a real stroke of irony, he only won the flyover people.
Yeah.
Like, they have a hard time convincing them that they're not East Coast elitist liberals. She's a Harvard professor. Like, she's got all this stuff that just may not fly. Plus, she's a little bit older than anybody thinks.
She's so fucking smart.
She is so fucking smart. But she knows.
She's too smart.
She can be senator in that state
forever.
For the rest of her life. She will never lose that job. If she won something, she's out and would have to go through it again. She will never lose that. She'll be Ted Kennedy and Yul Brynner mixed into one happy package.
And I really believe that when people are, and I know I'm going to bring it back to Arizona with Terry Goddard, who I'm not comparing Terry and Elizabeth Warren at all. But my point is, he's a very, very smart man.
Right.
And he would have been a great governor or anything that he ran for. He's very professorial. Too heady for the general electorate. And I think Elizabeth Warren's probably that same person. Like, we love her because we pay attention and we think she's brilliant and we like to hear
her. That's why she won't play in the middle.
Right.
We like to hear her being brilliant, but the general electorate, they're not going to click on those links. It's going to be over their head. She doesn't do sound bites. She doesn't do sound bites. She's too smart. And I think Terry Goddard, for all, I know he's a terrible campaigner, but he's brilliant and he's almost too smart for his own good.
I still voted for him more than once.
Oh, so I am too. And I worked for him. I voted for him. Yeah,
somebody will pay attention. He'll end up with like a cabinet position and another Democrat. Brilliant, but someone just will realize,
too smart. Yeah. And the general electorate is fucking not as smart anymore. They're just not smart people.
They never were.
Well, but even...
They voted for Reagan twice.
Thank you.
There's that.
So but even you go back further.
They bought somebody reading a script.
You got it.
The only thing we have to have, Jeff.
I like to hope that the electorate was educated at one point. Like,
I think it's a long. Well, the founding fathers had. The founding fathers had no hope for them because
we're educated.
The U.S.
I wrote myself in for mine and Spencer.
We voted for you. We are very educated.
Let's be real.
But the U.S. Senate didn't used to be elected directly. The framers of the Constitution had no faith in them. U.S. senators were elected by your state senate. That's how you got U.S. senators.
I also
that's one of the amendments of the Constitution was letting people elect their own senators.
I also recently learned about how the Senate came to be. Who told me that? Was it you that gave me the...
He was saying that, was it last week or week before? You were talking about that, how...
The education about how senate the Senate came to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Virginia?
Because of Virginia.
That was you.
Mm-hmm. And that they also made it so that the state houses, but you did the thing about the shadow conspiracy.
Yeah, right.
The crazy fuckers that are in your state governments, they would be in charge of making your senators, so they'd be birthing the next generation of stupid.
Oh my God.
Yeah, think that through. It's actually a little bit better that it comes from the uninformed electorate.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Ebola went away November 6th.
It sure did.
It's so sad.
Right.
God,
it's so true, though.
Right, though.
Yeah.
But
it really did.
To go to your point.
A day later, you're like, nah.
The internet knows, and the internet pointed that out to me.
The interwebs are so genius.
To go to your point that you made about the electorate being dumber than they used to be or just not paying attention, what really drives me crazy, and I brought this up before, the younger, even younger than us, and I admit, I watch the news all the time.
Young.
No, but it's not even you. I'm talking, I go younger. I go literally, when the kids that I'm around, like, they'll say, well.
I haven't had a drink in a while.
But like, we have, literally, yes, fuck you. I'm always astounded that because they're, I guess it's just the way that they're brought up, their ADD is so bad, they're used to instant gratification, and if it's not on an iPod, they don't know anything about it. They won't take the time to watch the news, and I'll make a comment about something, and they'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it just happened, like 9/11, do you remember that? Remember when, I don't know anything about that. Or, and I realize that's been a few years ago, and some of them were younger and really didn't. But even if, like, just today, like, there was something, I won't name names, but somebody was bringing up, well, what's this hostage situation in Australia yesterday?
Oh, boy.
Or what?
Listen,
how do you not know about that?
I haven't been watching the news. Don't judge me.
No, I just don't get kids just can't grasp it. Their attention span is not long enough. If it's not in a 3 or 6 second soundbite or 42 characters.
And you've been busy. You might not get something the day of. And I don't get stuff the day of or maybe the next day. But I know, and I don't know all the details of the hostage situation, but I know it happened as of yesterday. I know it's fucking happening.
I do know that it happened. I don't know what or why. But I know that it happened.
Lone wolf terrorist attack. Yeah. Not good. Yeah.
I'm just amazed
at people who don't grasp it at all and won't take the news. Oh, and here's my favorite. I don't watch news because it's always depressing.
Oh my God!
You have to understand it.
That makes me want to put a knife through your eyeball.
Uh huh.
I just want to warn you in advance. The violent side of Missy Elliott comes screaming forward. I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, you know what?
Tyler and Tomo, cover your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that, you know, I sometimes will wonder that too, and I think, gosh, you know, my parents watch the news all the time growing up. Right. I've said a number of times on this show that
when you remember your parents watching the news, they were a little bit older than you are now. So they may not have...
That's true. But I remember, like, Tom Brokaw and the NBC Nightly News theme song was, like, where it was at. Like, I have a weird crush on Tom Brokaw because he was in my living room every single night when I was a kid at, whatever, 5:30.
Right.
But, you know, so I've often wondered, God, is the news always this bad or am I just more aware? And I think I'm just more aware. I think... When I was younger, they were talking about the same shit.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. But I just didn't realize the bad things when I was younger. And
when I was a teenager, it was Iran-Contra. It was Grenada.
Bad. When I was young, the Gulf War was breaking out. Like,
I was even younger, it was Watergate. It was the oil scandal. And now we're on the other end of the oil scandal, which I think is just hysterical. Our liberal communist, socialist, black president that's Kenyan and a Muslim.
Such a Muslim.
Hashtag thank you, Muslim-y. Obama.
But the best thing is that, you know, Muslim that oil production Kenyan. Is at its highest point ever in the U.S.? Mm-hmm.
Don't ask anyone on Fox News, or there is a weird conspiracy reason for it.
It's the highest production of U.S. So we're not consuming foreign oil right now, and the price is bottoming out. So now Russia, and it's a weird thing to be a liberal and before this, because I'm not really for oil, but because we're producing so much oil and are under a liberal Muslim president that, you know, doesn't believe in that drill, baby, drill, Russia can't blackmail Europe anymore. So now when Europe says, we don't need your oil, like the oil is not the hot commodity, oil is $50 a gallon. When Russia says, $50 a barrel. When Russia says we're taking over Ukraine, and Britain objects, Britain was kind of like held by the balls because they get all their oil from Russia. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's not worth anything. So all of a sudden, their sanctions, when they start saying, "All right, we'll buy your oil, but fuck it, it's not worth anything. You're not making any money off." Yeah. Now Putin has to put up with it. Now that
he's such a fucker.
Venezuela and that Fox guy that was such a dick, that's their main export.
Vicente.
Is that, yeah, they can't sell it. So all these people that oil was their power over all of us, now it's less than $50 a barrel. Mm-hmm. They're going bankrupt. Saudi Arabia said no to OPEC. Saudi Arabia said no, they weren't going to, they were not going to stop production of oil. They were going to keep on doing it, hoping to bankrupt. And I can't remember if it's Pakistan or I can't remember what country it is there that's profiting off of that. But all these countries that were using oil as their Trump card, all of a sudden it's gone. And Russia says that they're going to be in a recession in 2015. Well, get out of the Ukraine, and maybe your neighbors to the east or to the west will help you a little bit. But now you've got to play ball. So it's kind of funny to see. And it's just so funny because it's under like this liberal Muslim president that everyone hates and says is going to kill the economy. But one of the factors in it that I read today for the first time was that it's because U.S. production of oil is so high. And it turns out we've never been all that dependent on foreign oil. We just like to play that game. But now we're almost not dependent on foreign oil because it's just such a weird world that we live in that even I bought the lie that, oh, well, we kind of need their oil. Turns out we don't really need it.
We just were saving all of our own homegrown stuff for, I guess, a rainy day.
No, because the stock market goes up when oil prices go up. So if oil goes down and now all the Wall Street's having a fit and Wall Street wants in because stocks are bottoming out. The Wall Street's taking a dive, and I'm like, God damn it, all these things are fucking interconnected. So watching the news gets interesting.
And what was it yesterday? The ruble took a tank too. The Russian, what are they called, the ruble?
You're so close.
Is that right? Rubble.
It's rubles.
Yeah, took a like 80% something.
Right.
Something.
And they're about tanked. To go. And they're about because they've been
and they
holding
were never it. Very well valued to begin with. Like,
but
the
they've been holding Western Europe hostage over Ukraine, and now it turns out, whoops, it's their only Trump card is all the oil. That's why France can't fuck with them.
But it's going to be nice to watch old Putin, who's thought he was high and mighty on everything. All of a sudden, he's like,
he's horrible.
Shit.
And shirtless.
Horrible and shirtless.
And he's horribly shirtless.
Literally.
Yeah. He's less shirtless. Horrible when he's shirtless. Like, let's admit it.
I literally think he's more horrible when he's shirtless.
He's less shirt. Horrible.
And Don brings up an interesting thing
from
when... I feel
like he's less horrible on the horse without the shirt.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Yeah.
I know, it's a little bit porn related when he gets on that. Because then it's a hot Russian guy. You know what I mean? You're kind of like,
right.
You kind of got me. Literally.
Literally,
Aaron, I did not know that about the NBC Evening News at the globe spinning the wrong way. I never knew about that.
Aaron, if you know the age of the kid, because I read it and it was really funny. I can't remember, it was like 5 or 12 or like, it was a really young kid that wrote them, and it was very funny that the earth was not spinning the right way on NBC News. Oh. But Don brings up, when we were young, for a good year and a half, almost 2 years, it was the hostages in Iran.
Oh my God.
And that was where Nightline came from. But it was every single night, where are we with U.S. hostages? And this
went
on for...
It's so crazy. That's such a scary thing. And it's crazy that you guys watched it on the news every night.
The Sydney thing that dominated the news for a day was, you know, a hostage situation. It was a day.
Right.
It lasted 16 hours. That hostage thing in Iran was...
Months.
Oh, no. It was over a year. It was almost close to 2 years.
I saw the movie and still don't remember.
Me too. But it was way shorter in the movie.
Yeah,
I feel literally like they trimmed that up.
I think literally the movie was longer than that. Well, I can tell you this: MASH ran longer than the Korean War. Literally.
Wait,
that is true. No, I know that to be true.
All right, whose turn is it? It's got to be your turn.
I'm out of stories. No, I have nothing.
Well, I have.
Here, go again.
Thanks. I actually,
that's what she said. Go again. I'm never gonna get there.
This is my last story, so it works out well.
I'm done. Just go.
Stop.
It's quite a 101-year-old wins $50,000 in Arizona lottery.
What the fuck?
Christmas came a few weeks early for 100-year-old Lily Camacho, who lives in central Arizona, mining town of Kearney, Arizona. On Tuesday, she won the grand prize.
Kearney was in the chat room. Remember?
Wait, someone named Kearney? Because I have a friend named Kearney.
Yeah, there was a Kearney in the chat room earlier.
I thought it was just somebody who actually worked for a Kearney.
Is it Wilson?
Not Kearney Wilson.
Oh, God, I made somebody...
Kearney was in
She lives in a... Chat. Shit all over my story. Kearney, Arizona is where she lives. On Tuesday, she won the grand prize of $50,000 in Arizona Lottery's Money Tree game.
Money.
That's probably a good thing. She's got 24 grandchildren, 39 great-grandchildren, 19 great great-grandchildren.
That's a whole family of people that can't get their legs together.
And one great-great-great-grandchild. Fortunately, she also has a 78-year-old son who buys her an occasional scratch-off lottery ticket. So, not that any of them ever paid off until last week. And you know, I think that's fantastic that she has a ticket. She won. She turned out to be a winner. The odds of scratching the big winner in that game is actually 1 in 240,000.
And she's got the golden ticket.
Yeah, she did. She won.
Charlie.
Scrolling through.
Thank you.
Oh, and she also likes to go to the Apache Gold Casino.
Because who doesn't?
She
does.
She likes her old nickels.
I like her old nickels.
She was molested as a child. She likes to cook and helps own a food truck.
Wait, how did we get to molestation?
No, it's one of our earlier
show
people.
Show me on the doll.
I missed how that.
It's always a doll. Exactly. Always a doll. I'm just glad that story ends up ends happily, because at 101, if she wins 50K, she could have had a heart attack and just died right there. I'm glad that ended well for her.
I hope I have never called Marnie Kearney.
Oh, you totally have.
Oh my gosh, so it was actually so Marnie, but you called her Kearney?
No, I, draw the line on Kearney.
No, you totally have.
Right. Then that was a Freudian slip.
But we talked about Kearney's. Listener,
I literally never, then it was joking.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. As a long time listener, all right. Kearney's totally
I apologize for that one. That's worse than the tard word.
She drinks, you know.
Kearney, but you, I guess I have a friend, an actual friend named Kearney.
Literally.
My favorite thing that ever happened, pretty much ever, I was at a blackjack table in Vegas, and you kind of meet everybody at the table, and you become friends, and everybody's chatting, and you're having the tables getting hot, and you're all playing.
Yeah.
And everybody started, like, telling, like off jokes, like
you do.
And I can't remember who the first...
Two Jews walk into a bar.
No, it wasn't like that. It was like, you know, like, you never saw Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson in the same room. And the dealer, as he's...
It's totally true, too.
As he's laying down the cards, he's like, you know, it's really funny. We're like, what? He's like, and he's just dealing.
Is it
casual.
The Meatloaf Kearney Wilson thing?
You've never seen Kearney Wilson and Meatloaf in the same room either.
What?
Almost shit my pants laughing. True. I had to stand up and give him a standing ovation. That was the funniest joke I've ever heard.
Slow clap.
And the funny thing is, I look at that in two ways.
Because they can't fit?
No. I was thinking.
Oh, I was thinking, bad people racist right
no,
there.
No, I'm saying you could either say Kearney Wilson and Meatloaf the singer, or Kearney Wilson and actually Meatloaf.
Because she ate it.
Because she ate it.
Meatloaf, the actual loaf of meat.
Yes, she actually ate it.
A girl so big, she's two jokes in one.
Meatloaf. Oh my God.
If I didn't feel like she personally assaulted me with her singing group for so long, I would not feel bad.
Stop it, I love
hold on.
That, Wilson
Phillips. Hold
on! One more day.
Baby, hold on.
Yeah. I gotta know that there is change, but hold on for one more day and break free from the chains.
Here we go. Entertainment with Al Perkins. You're welcome.
I can't get it out of my head. All right, it's just award show week. There's no pretending anything else is happening. There was a season finale, and something bad's going to happen to Aretha Franklin.
What the hell is going on?
Each night I go to bed, I pray like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, Cupid and Psyche 85.
Yeah, it is.
Scritti Politti. I love it.
And I think there's one more story in here, but who can say?
Literally another story.
I think I figured out how to erase those two stories that I can't erase anywhere else. The first thing, The Walking Dead spinoff that they've been talking about. AMC has made so much money, and although they still don't pay the people on The Walking Dead enough money, they're doing a spinoff, and it's going to take place in L.A., and it's going to follow the exact same timeline, just somewhere else. different characters, not based on the comic book. Not that the Walking Dead leaves the comic book all the time.
So it's like the Walking Dead West?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And they cast the main part already, whoever their lead actor is, but I never heard of him, so I don't care. Maybe I'll care later once I watch it. Audra McDonald is rumored to star in an Aretha Franklin biopic, and Audra McDonald, when she's singing what other people write for her,
I love Audra McDonald.
I do not have to put a qualifier in front of this. She is very talented and a great actress.
I literally don't know who she is. I'm going to Google her.
Google her. Six-time Tony Award winner, actress from TV's Private Practice.
Amazing.
And she was in the only Annie movie version I've ever liked, which is the one from ABC and the Craig and Neil people. That I love, that they actually did the actual score of Annie and found out that it's actually a cute, charming show without a helicopter ride and some guy named Punjab doing something funny and making things levitate. And they're going to cover, I'm sure, the early part of Aretha's career when every single song was fantastic, not the later part where she started shitting on Mary J. Blige. So,
what in the hell?
Oh, here's, and I don't know if we discussed this, that Letterman has announced his last show will be May 20th.
Mm-hmm. Did he do this before?
I can't remember.
No, we announced that he was ending, but there was not a set date.
Because Colbert, we know, is ending next week.
Yeah, he's
his
done.
Last show is, oh no, his last show is tomorrow, Thursday, day mm-hmm. after tomorrow. Is mm-hmm. his last show. Okay. So that gives him a long time. I feel like that's a little bit longer off the air than he needs.
They're going to build
it's
a set.
Vacation.
Right, but you still don't need... but he won't come on till like next September or August. I don't think... No, there's not an Olympic... Like,
it's called the best vacation.
Are they indeed going to take a summer break with him?
Right, but Letterman doesn't take a real summer. He only takes like a month off. So whether he'll come back in July in a dead zone of TV, or will they just bump him to late August? Like, it leaves a lot of dead air for CBS. And they haven't announced Colbert's
start date.
So I'm curious to see if they start him right away. Do they wait till after Memorial Day and let him go all summer? But you don't want to miss all the movie premieres. You miss all your Hollywood people. Nobody takes July or August off because those are your blockbusters, your biggest stars.
No, I haven't heard this either. What I was wondering is because obviously Letterman, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Letterman buy that theater? Does he own it or does CBS still own it? Do you remember? The Ed Sullivan?
I would imagine that's a CBS property. I can't imagine David Letterman in 1990.
Because it became the David Letterman Theater.
Right, but they renamed theaters. It's the Ed Sullivan.
It's all over there, right. But what I was wondering was...
Will it
I
go
thought,
back to being a Broadway house? Will they convert it back, or will it stay a television studio?
No, because that's what I was wondering, and I'd like to find out if anybody... In fact, Aaron from L.A., you seem to know a lot about entertainment, so fill us in if you can, even though it's across this country from you. What I was wondering was, I, for some reason, had in my head that Letterman owned that theater. I don't know why, but I thought he did, and I thought maybe Worldwide Pants was still going to produce... Colbert, and maybe
90,
still do the show out of there.
I would go 90% sure that Worldwide Pants owns that time block.
Okay.
I would almost guarantee you that if...
So we're thinking maybe...
If David Letterman doesn't own... If he's not going to stay on as the producer as part of the deal for him to go at the 11:35 hour, whatever mm-hmm. you...
Wherever you live.
Wherever you live. He definitely owns the Late Late Show.
The name.
That will be his. Whoever takes over that, and I can't remember who they picked for the Late Late Show to take over for Craig Ferguson, but that's,
I don't remember
that
either.
Will stay his. Because I think that was his from the very beginning. He produced that from the get-go. Like Barbara Walters is The View, no matter whether she's there or not.
Or not, right.
She is with Bill Getty, they are the executive producers. They're not hands-on, completely off this topic, but on the topic of production... Because they sold, and it just, The Newsroom, which everybody bashed, and it had its season finale, and it was so good, and it was that whole, are you news or are you entertainment, and the View got sent back from entertainment to the news department, and that's why they're doing so much news stories and all that stuff.
We're reading, I'm sorry.
So it will still be from the Ed Sullivan Theater, and there'll be a renovation that will go on with her. And I'm pretty sure it will stay Worldwide Pants.
That's what I was thinking.
Almost 90% sure, but I'm 99% sure that the show after it is his no matter what. But anyway, so The View is back to being a news division show, and that's why, and that was kind of one of Rosie's stipulations, to keep them away from having to have reality television stars on and maybe do, and that's why the Hot Topics last till like they go four segments. It's mm-hmm. you actually threw that cookie on yourself, and now you threw it on the floor. It landed on your lapel like a brooch.
A brooch.
There's more cookies. Help yourself. Yeah.
Okay, so now we get to the good stuff. Who cares about all that? Award show season! Woo! All right, so we'll go in order of how they came out. The SAG Awards came out, and this, I'm just going to go, I'm not going to read all, I'm not going to bore you with all of them, but I'll just go over the surprises and anything interesting that may have gone on. The Oscar race has now become between Birdman and Boyhood. Like, the line has been set. These are your two movies to see. One of them will win Best Picture. We are hoping to God it's Birdman.
I hope so.
But Boyhood is on Amazon Prime. You can buy the movie. You can't quite rent it yet, but I think you have to buy the movie, which is cheaper than two of you going to see it at the theaters at night. It's still, you're still saving $6 and having you and a date go
see
the movie.
Assuming you have a date, sure.
Right. So...
So sad.
So the SAG Awards came first. Now the SAG Awards have the thing where it's a big acting community that votes on it, and they have to get their trailers out because actors, many of them are busy. They don't have time to like make their movies or TV shows and go see everything at the movies. They don't have my kind of free time. So they rely on screeners to watch them at home, and Selma was not done in time to get its screeners out, and I can't remember what the other movie was. So everyone knew going into the SAG Awards that Selma would probably be underrepresented because they just didn't have time to get it out. And they did it last year with The Wolf of Wall Street, and the critics weren't really following that the screeners didn't go out, so everyone thought that The Wolf of Wall Street sucked. And people started writing that about The Wolf of Wall Street before.
So weird. They wrote
and
it
was so good.
Because they wrote about it without it coming out. Because they hadn't seen it. They just didn't realize that no one had seen it. It wasn't ready yet. And then they thought, well, if it didn't come out, then maybe it's because
they
had to do so much rearranging or so much in post. But it turns out none of those things were true. The movie just got ready in time for its release. And the same thing with Selma. Selma just was ready, and it was screened, I think, this last weekend with the Sony hackers, with the Ferguson protests, and they're all saying, like, the timing could not be better for this movie. So Selma may be the dark horse. We'll see how... not literally.
Wait, I don't get it.
So, but the funny thing was, at the inauguration, at the last inauguration, I went to a friend's house who likes to have children over, and if not children, then just stupid people. And we're watching the inauguration, and someone said something about, and I remember Selma, and I remember... Biloxi, and I remember this, and this guy that was sitting next to me on the couch goes, Selma Hayek is there? And I'm like, oh my God. And he was black.
Oh boy.
I'm like, you can't possibly be so stupid and uninformed as an adult.
You can. Yes, you can.
Like, I mean, granted, he wasn't old enough to be in a room where I was sitting, but he was old enough to vote and have a cocktail and had no idea what Selma was referring to. And I was like, I gotta leave. It's time for me to go home. So the things that are interesting here, Benedict Cumberbatch is slowly becoming your underdog favorite for Best Actor for The Imitation Game, but Michael Keaton, Eddie Redmayne, and Benedict Cumberbatch, and it's written in front of me, Molly, so I don't have to wonder what his name is. I wrote it down like in 100,000 different places. Those are your three for Best Actor. Steve Carell does make it in, beating the odds for a television actor that got no love from the Emmys, never won an Emmy, but in Foxcatcher gets in there. Here's a little secret that maybe the people don't know at home. Jennifer Aniston is in a movie called Cake about a woman with pain issues from a car accident. Mm-hmm. She's wearing, you know, doing the no makeup. She's not playing ugly. She's just playing...
normal
she's woman.
She's still gorgeous.
Gorgeous, right? That's
so
the thing.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm.
You're still done with Jennifer Aniston. She did a little political thing that everyone loves. The Weinstein Company, who've been campaigning for Oscars like they were running for president since the 80s and have amassed an enormous amount of Oscar nominations and a huge amount of wins, they campaign publicly. And they turned it. They're the ones that everybody's like, oh.
Who is this?
The Weinsteins.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're assholes.
Shakespeare, no, they're fantastic.
Just kidding, I love them so much.
They're all the
so,
best
so
movies you've seen in the last 25
good
years.
Work.
My Left Foot, Shakespeare in Love, they did just look good. The Weinsteins movies are every art house movie. They did all the art house movies. And the reason that people are like, how Marnie would always say, I've never heard of that movie.
Totally has.
And she probably didn't use that whiny voice that I just attributed to her.
Maybe.
But
one time.
So the reason that they won was they did this campaigning and everyone was in Hollywood was like, yes, we campaign, but please don't be so blatant about it. Mm-hmm. Turns out it wasn't the Weinsteins. It was this woman that they hired to do this. Well, guess who hired this woman and poached her from the Weinsteins? Jennifer Aniston. So Jennifer Aniston
Rachel is so smart.
Everybody and got a female actor in a leading role nomination for this movie, Cake. Doesn't come out, doesn't go wide till January. Mm-hmm. It just did its little run, mm-hmm. but she got her trailer, her
yeah,
the screeners out.
Because the bloggers are bitching about girls going ugly to get their Oscar.
It's happened all the time. Yeah. Holocaust, ugly,
totally
disabled.
Right.
You're in.
Done.
Harvey Weinstein has got to be so fucking loaded.
Oh my God, can you imagine? And they
just,
stole,
I can't.
They
I can't,
stole
actually.
Miramax. They stole Miramax film, and it was kind of sad to sell it because it's named after their mother Miriam and their father Max. The Weinstein brothers sold the company, and then they were like, wait, we still want a movie company. So now it's called Miramax Films. I mean, now it's called the Weinstein Brothers Production Company. But they do every movie you've ever liked in the last 25 years, though they were right there behind it. So the only other surprise is here, Julianne Moore, pretty much her Oscar to lose, no matter what. It's called Still Alice, Alzheimer's Disease, Ugly Disease, Disabled, The Holocaust.
Damn it. Who is it?
Damn Julianne it. Moore. Yeah. But she's owed. Everyone knows
I
she's
love
owed.
Her.
There's not anyone.
So she's going to get it.
Right.
I mean,
but,
I hope so.
But
I
Jennifer
Julianne
Aniston has paid the woman that ran the Weinsteins.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
keep your eye on Jennifer Aniston. Those won't be surprise
when
wins.
When are the Oscars again?
They're the last weekend in February.
I need to, like, what the fuck? What day?
Sunday. Okay.
The gala
on.
Is on Saturday, the 28th. Right. So are they There's on no March 1st, or are they Sunday, March 1st, or are they on...
It's either March 1st or March 7th. Okay, outstanding performance by... Wait, okay, male actor in a supporting role. No surprises here at all. J.K. Simmons, we've talked about from Whiplash. Here's your clear winner. Boyhood comes in for Ethan Hawke. A possible win. This is where they would throw a win for Boyhood.
Ethan Hawke. I mean, I know he's in
Ethan
Boyhood,
Hawke
but
and
this doesn't seem Oscar-worthy to me.
He's been nominated before. This is This will be his second nomination.
For what?
For the movie with Denzel Washington where he's the bad cop and he's the rookie. And now I can't think of the name of that movie.
But it's not Training Day.
Training Day, yes.
Is he in that?
Yes, he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Female actress in a supporting role. No surprises here. Meryl Streep, Naomi Watts is the big... Oh, a big surprise for St. Vincent. Cast in a motion picture doesn't mean anything because it doesn't translate to anything else in any other place. Here's where we get surprises. They do TV, and they did not go... They snubbed every fucking buddy. Everybody was snubbed in this category, but...
Wait, Academy Awards does TV?
No, we're on the SAG Awards.
I'm sorry, I'm so lost. I'm behind.
But remember, all award shows lead to the Oscars, so we don't care who wins any of this until it leads to an
Oscar.
By the
way, the Oscars are on February 22nd, so it's the weekend before my gala. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Oh my God.
There must be something big and gay on February 20 and March 1st, because they, yeah... No, that would be the last Sunday then.
It is the last Sunday.
It's the last Sunday.
It is.
Okay. So I'm trying to find for any surprises here. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson both nominated. Here's what we're at for. The anointing, as I'm calling it, of Viola Davis begins. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a drama series, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. This is going to lead to our Emmy win. No black woman has ever won lead actress in a drama.
Really?
Ever. Everyone's been thinking it's going to be Kerry Washington for
Scandal.
Oh my God.
It hasn't happened.
Good.
But I have to tell you, as a devotee of the recently anointed Viola Davis, it's hers.
She's
and
good.
She's going to start cleaning up as soon as they start handing out awards in January. Let me tell you, Viola Davis will be up there whipping off that wig and snot crying. Because she's fantastic.
Oh.
She
is. Oh. And like, I think that in her show, she's such an interesting character because I feel like she is the natural, like, evil queen bitch, but you also don't hate her.
No, because
she's
phenomenal.
Like really also like a genuine person. I don't know, she's so good in that.
And so those like Harrison that have been beating the drum for Orphan Black, Tatiana Maslany finally gets a nomination somewhere for Orphan Black, and it's in a female performance by an actress and actor in a drama series. Female actor drama series. That's a big thing. Orphan Black, everyone has been banging the drum for this girl, and it gets no love. She's playing seven different characters on one show.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, it's about a clone, but clones. It's phenomenal. It's really hard to find, though.
It's on my list of things to search for.
Oh, but. It really is. It's on BBC. You have to catch a marathon there, which I've caught an episode here or there, or you have to just rent the disc from Netflix. And
is it like creepy? Is it just interesting? Is it cool? Like, what's the
every single thing you've ever heard about it is all true.
And do not confuse that with the black version of Orphan Annie. Totally different.
So different.
Totally different.
And I don't. Right. You can't get me drunk and get me on that topic because I will never leave.
Keep going.
I don't look at me. I'm struggling internally. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a comedy series. There is no supporting. There's no lead. It's one lump thing. It's a small category. And Uzo Aduba gets her nomination for Orange is the New Black. She beats out the lead. She beats out Laverne Cox. She is the only one from Orange is the New Black. Because they only nominate five actresses from all of TV. Supporting, lead, guest actress, doesn't matter how you get there. This is your only way, and this is huge that the acting community has acknowledged her in Orange is the New Black.
Remind us her character.
Crazy Eyes. Suzanne. Yeah. Right. That is the reaction to everyone when you hear it. You're like, that's it. Yes. Like, she is the show. So good. And that's it, because those don't translate to anything either.
But do you feel like she's going to get, I mean, wait, do you feel like Orange is the New Black gets recognized at the Emmys, or where was
They're
it last year
recognized
that they got
everywhere,
recognized
but the
everywhere?
Screen, the Emmys just recently.
With the Emmy, okay.
Because they got snubbed the first year by everybody, and everyone was really surprised. But this second year,
they got, like, all the love.
They went comedy, and we've talked about the rules of comedy, you can't be the serious actress in a comedy, which is why, even though it's the best big bad villain, I think you have John Lithgow on Dexter, you have What's-His-Face from Lost. There is some big bad villains through TV. I'm doing the whole thing. I'm talking about all time, but I just mentioned shows from the last 8 years.
But of all time, right? Decade.
We're in the golden age of television. Sure. We're in this age of golden television. The big bad is V from Orange is the New Black. That's one of the best villains.
Oh my gosh, she was so good.
But you're in a comedy. You're in a comedy category. It's going to be really hard for her to get love. And
as
that
a villain,
woman,
sure.
That's a home run, grand slam, touchdown, field goal, Oscar. That's every fucking thing ever. Yes. That is the air and the light, that performance. So in a comedy series, you're going to have to go funny. And the fact that they chose Crazy Eyes for a really nuanced performance of slightly crazy, in love, disturbed. It's a beautiful,
really good.
A good nomination.
You know this crossover. Bitch from Orphan Black is somebody else that I know.
Well, she's seven different people.
Well, but
that is, and Harrison recommended it. I recommended it for a while. It's hard to find. It really is. But it's delightful.
So good.
I don't know. It was like he was going to point at me to do something, and I wasn't
sure. I tried to cross over.
We heard the music. Go.
Right, but there's a lead up to that's why there's a intro to this.
And that's where our named host should be summarizing what's happened here on Q Talk America.
A lot of people are talking about things we hope you like to listen to. If you don't, drink more.
Literally.
That's our drinking
word. And that's when we mean it literally.
We got one more hour to go. I think Katie's going to talk about stuff, and Kat's going to talk about stuff, and Al's going to interrupt them, and I'm going to just close the show in an hour.
You're going to drink. Don't make it sound like you're over there lonely in
my
a corner.
Right. We'll be back in just a minute with more hilarity on
Q
Talk.
You're listening to the show on Q Talk America.
Here, bitch. I have no, these are my snack bowl.
It's my dinner.
I'm like a dog. It's my snack bowl.
This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee.
I was looking for
Annie's
new logo, but...
And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Wait, unmute your mic, since I didn't unmute mine.
I want a hands up, don't shoot anybody involved with that new Annie remake.
It's all right. Hi,
I
everybody.
I am ashamed watching it at home.
It's Studio C, Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Katie June, Kat Carlson, Al Perkins, literally, and that's our drinking word. So if you aren't on board for drinking, you literally should get on board.
Kat Carlson, literally. Is your new name. Literally. Kat Carlson,
literally.
Kat
Carlson. Yeah. I feel like that should be a middle name.
Dr. Ben Kat Carlson.
Dr. Ben, literally, Carlson. Parenthetically, cat. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a mouthful. That's what she said.
Your business cards are going to be like that. Big cards.
That's what she said.
I don't know. I'm not sure what we're in the middle of, but I think it's Al talking about something.
As if you get me drunk in the December, January, and you want to talk about something besides award shows, I can't help you. Okay.
There's that.
I have nothing to offer. But luckily, they did all the nominations at once. I'll be done after this till they start winning things. The Golden Globes. A couple of nice surprises here. Selma made it because the Golden Globes, as we know, is a sham organization. There's only 78 people.
Love.
Yeah, we love them. We can't pretend it's not the most fun award show because they literally drink at the table. They want them drunk.
They're all literally drinking the whole time, and they literally have the most fun hosts.
And they encourage them to drink. Like, it's not like, oh, pretend you're not drinking. This is the time where, like, they have to sit Matthew Perry somewhere else. Like, they have a separate sober table for people in recovery. Because they drink so much on this show, and they free pour the Moet. Like, they are, and it's pronounced Moet. Don't you fucking correct me. I've been there. So.
Literally, he's been there.
I've been there. Okay, so now here's where your Bex Fischer comes into play for the Oscar. I'm talking about the Golden Globes, but of course our goal is always the Oscars.
I love the Golden Globes.
So 5 to 10 is our number that can be nominated for the Oscars. Here's your 10 nominees for Best Picture.
I can't wait.
Just read them on your own. But the big surprises, well, it's Foxcatcher, Theory of Everything, Imitation Game, Selma, Boyhood, Into the Woods, St. Vincent, big surprise, the Bill Murray movie.
I cannot wait for Into the Woods.
The Grand Budapest Motel, which I think is going to be a big spoiler.
Ooh.
And Birdman.
I just feel like old movies like Grand Budapest, not that it's old, but it's older. Yeah. I feel like those get forgotten.
They do, but this one, because this year has been kind of crappy for movies, literally nothing better has happened, literally. Very little better than the Grand...
It's so hard to drink.
I love it.
And hold a sign. You committed to it, so bitch, you got to stick to it.
I literally love our word of the week.
Yeah. Literally. So the big surprise here is a movie
literally make out with it.
Is a movie called Pride. It comes out this coming Tuesday on video and DVD and on demand. It is about the miners in England during the time of Margaret Thatcher being supported by the lesbian, gay, transgendered people as part of the coalition because both of them thought they were being oppressed by Margaret Thatcher. And there have been some criticisms that maybe it's not as true as it should be, and they played a little fast and loose with the facts, but so do all movies. But it's called Pride, and it was one of the best-reviewed movies of the year, and it kind of got lost in the shuffle. It got zero publicity. But thankfully, the Golden Globes is only 78 people, and they get everything mailed to them because people watch the Golden Globes.
Yeah, it's an era in England when porn was good, though.
It is.
It was 1984.
When getting back pissed then. Meant something different.
Right.
Get pissed, man. Right. Get pissed on. Yeah. That's what that meant. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Amen. I'll hold it. I'll do it. Drink your juice, Shelby.
So hard. I'm very busy.
So our surprise is an actor in a drama, and I didn't mention it last time, but I'll bring it up now. But Selma gets it here. David
Hayek?
Oyelowo. I think I'm saying it correctly. Whoa. He was from The Butler.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Yolo.
Yolo. It's... O-Y-E-L-O-W-O.
Oh, just kidding.
He's the actor that played Oprah's son in The Butler. And there was everyone talked about maybe him getting a supporting actor nomination last year for the Oscars, but The Butler, they forgot it existed. He comes in here as best actor. He's supposedly the best person, the truest performance or representation of Martin Luther King Jr. that he just nails it spot on and everybody's into it. And the timing for Selma could not be more perfect. Mm-hmm. So this movie may be the big surprise of the year because it's coming out soon. We're in the middle of all these protests. There's all these grand juries fucking up indictments.
Racial things happening.
Yeah, and it's timed perfectly. So the movie that I swore to God I had this, I was all set to just bitch about this for 3 months, that uh-oh. Nightcrawler was going to get no love.
Oh, yeah.
Past You've listeners will remember. I love this movie. I love this performance. I thought it was one of the best of the year. He got a SAG nomination. Now he's at the Golden Globes. Jake Gyllenhaal for Nightcrawler makes it in, and I, without special help from like hiring a company to help him campaign, he's getting in it on. People have seen this movie and are like, "That's fucking good." But he also lost weight, so he did one of the rules: Holocaust, ugly,
sure,
handicapped,
right.
Lose weight.
Holocaust, ugly, handy. Yeah.
And then it's the usual suspects. Comedy never counts because the movies never count. But Birdman gets bumped to a comedy, which is how Michael Keaton gets there. And now here we have it. Best actress in a drama. Who shows up? Not bought.
Oh.
Jennifer Aniston for Cake. Not a Golden Globes favorite. Who's the snub here? Angelina Jolie. They nominated Angelina Jolie for The Tourist. Angelina Jolie has been nominated every time she walked out of her house and got photographed. The Golden Globes.
I nominated her twice
they
yesterday.
They suck up and kiss ass. Right, they do. But the Golden Globes, this little group, because they want TV ratings. Uh-huh. They're not fucking, we're not kidding. This is a suck up organization. These are fake awards. 78 to 85 people.
We get it.
Oh my God. They love her. She wasn't nominated for Maleficent, one of the biggest movies with a female lead of the year.
Tough.
She has Unbroken coming out, where she directs it, and it's supposed to be this big epic war picture. No nomination for Best Picture, no nomination for director.
Why?
They nominate her just to get her in the audience
because we love
her. It's a crazy, crazy thing that the Golden Globes
have turned their back on
now. All of a sudden, my story earlier about cake being a campaigning thing might actually be true. Mm-hmm. If even the Golden Globes found a little bit of honor and didn't nominate Angelina Jolie, it's very strange. But Annie Quavanzhané, who I know how to pronounce her name, Wallace, she is a great little actress. Maybe she's good in this terrible fucking remake of Annie.
Right.
and Julianne Moore gets nominated in actor in a drama and actor in a comedy for two different movies. I'm trying to think if there's anything different here. We get to TV. Now, here's where these people are so used to sucking dick and getting their way. They have snubbed. Oh, like Foreign Picture, the movie to see this year for Foreign Picture, Force Majeure. It's about a family with a distant father that's always on the phone, always on business. An avalanche hits where they're vacationing. Hell breaks loose, and he realizes that he's cut off from civilization. He doesn't have his phone, and he's ignored his family for years and just been this businessman. It's fantastic. So if you get a chance, it's the only foreign movie I would recommend. It's the only one I saw. TV series drama. No love for The Walking Dead. No love for the last season of Mad Men. Huge surprise. That's another show they like to suck your dick. They want John Hamm in the audience.
Season, you'd think they were like, oh, we want to just like suck your dick.
And here's where we get it. Best TV series, musical or comedy. They get Jane the Virgin, that new show about the teenager that gets pregnant, getting lots of great reviews. Right, no one's heard of it. Like, none of these shows. Silicon Valley, HBO show.
It's so great.
But very low key. The humor, it's very good.
Oh, it's hysterical. I love it so much.
Transparent about Jeffrey.
I keep seeing
Jeffrey
the thing,
Tambor,
HBO. And I haven't seen it.
No.
Showtime.
Amazon Prime.
Just kidding.
Amazon original.
Orange
right
is the New Black on Netflix and Girls on HBO. There is no Modern Family in here. There is no Parks and Recreation for the woman they hired to host it in its last season. They are like all of a sudden the Golden Globes have like some kind of ethics.
No Parks and Rec.
All these shows
because they're hipsters. They've hooked up with all the streaming sites. Yeah,
it's an amazing list of
cool
nominees.
Kids are streaming these days. Yes. And they want to be cool kids.
And these are old fucks that no one knows what their qualifications are. But these are people that are only looking for TV ratings. And it's amazing that in the genre that they're looking for help from, they just pissed on everything and went with low-rated shows. It's also nice to show a little diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But this transparent Jane the Virgin in Silicon Valley, they were gasps because I watched them live, the nominations. They were gasps from the crowd.
Really? Like, people were like, what?
Best actor, The Nick with Clive Owen gets a nomination. Just really weird shit. Jeffrey Tambor finally gets some love for Transparent.
Well, and he should. He's amazing in everything.
And the only people that are watching
it's
Derek.
It's on my giant list of things to watch.
The only thing people watching Derek with Ricky Gervais are clearly the Golden Globes. This is the second year they've nominated him for a show that no one's even heard of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no one does.
Exactly.
So Fargo gets everybody from Fargo gets nominated. Everybody from what's that show called? True Detective. Your only big surprise here, and let me find it. Supporting actor in a miniseries, TV movie, made for television, and they do every category. Matt Bomer finally has a chance to finally win. There was a big controversy over the Emmys. Were they discriminating against a gay guy playing
he's
a gay guy?
He's hot. Mm-hmm. We love him.
And they gave it to Martin Freeman for the Sherlock Holmes movie, and everyone was like, not the same.
Weird, right?
Yeah, not really as good. He's sick. He's diseased. He's playing a skinny person without makeup. I mean,
done.
Winner!
Sick, diseased, gay, skinny.
All he needs to do is take a trip to Auschwitz, and he should have it. So this is his chance, and I really think the Golden Globe
Matt
will give Bomer it to him.
Matt Bomer goes to Auschwitz, or whatever his character's name is. That's what they should do, like a Christmas special.
Right.
The Frau Mile.
The funny thing is Ricky Gervais had and his show Extras. What's her face? Kate Winslet shows up on Extras, and she's bemoaning the fact that she's, you know, a four-time Oscar nominee. She's the youngest person with four Oscar nominations. Never wins, even though she has great roles.
Oh, suck it.
And
she's
tells her, she's a little older now. He tells her, you need to get in a Holocaust movie then fast. She makes The Reader and wins. And
stop.
So she won that year, and Ricky Gervais was hosting the Golden Globes, and after she won, he's like, it's a joke, but you made a Holocaust movie, and now you're sitting there with the Golden Globe, and I bet there's an Oscar in your future.
No. And did she get the Oscar?
Of course she did.
Duh. Oh.
He had to sit there and watch her win twice when she won supporting, first time ever someone won supporting actress and lead actress at the Golden Globes. I must have punched him like 30 times during the showing of that.
Because you were just so excited.
Because you're a hitter.
He is a hitter.
I'm a hitter.
Well, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to bring to the Oscar potluck, so...
There you
I'm
go.
Excited.
I'd agree.
Punctuality is always
key.
Good.
It's
that's very key.
Bring your
We've learned doors lock. Doors closed, yeah, and there are no exceptions.
I see everyone looking. Am I invited?
No.
Oh, you're first invited.
Oh, okay, generally, good. The person in this seat is the target of the punctuality comments. All right. But
I'm going to Uber there and Uber home.
Just be on fucking
and
time,
bring
girl.
A lot of booze.
Yeah, and be on time.
Deal.
On board.
Okay,
but it is
so
a
now
fun party.
We're
so,
gonna we're just
I talk too much through.
Finish off very
Sunday, right?
Oh, we all because we can good. Pause and take comments. It's good. We can pause good. During it. It's not live anymore. Okay, so now we're at the Critics' Choice. Now here's where your best picture. I think these will translate pretty clearly. Somewhere between 6 and 10 nominees is what we're going for. They nominated Birdman, Boyhood, Gone Girl, The Grand Budapest Motel, The Imitation Game, Nightcrawler sneaks in with a Best Picture, Selma, The Theory of Everything, Unbroken, and Whiplash. I would think that Nightcrawler won't make it in, and I think Whiplash won't make it into Best Picture.
I have got to see The Theory of Everything.
You do need to
got
see it.
To,
it
got
went
to,
wide.
To.
It went wide, so it's easy to see, and you can even go
I,
to your theater.
I almost just saw it this last week.
It's really good.
And
then decided not to.
Critics Awards, they get 6. Jake Gyllenhaal makes it onto this list. Jennifer Aniston makes it onto the Best Actress list. I mean, it's just shocking that they were considered outside chances that have just, they're not missing a step. And I'm trying to think if there's anything of interest. If Best Director with Selma goes to Ava DuVernay, she will be the first black woman ever nominated. And if the timing of if this lands like Titanic landed, if it lands like Million Dollar Baby landed, if it lands like The King's Speech, where like no one knew about
everyone
it,
everyone loves it.
Oh, that was
it
so
landed
good too.
And it made money. If Selma hits and it hits big, look for us to have our first black woman win a Best Director actor.
Oh, I hope
and
so.
And watch an audience and me at home lose its fucking mind.
This year is the year.
This is
and do the voters, like, they take that into, they take social constructs kind of into consideration.
The Blind Side with, what's her face? With Sandra Bullock.
Sandy.
No
Bullock.
Chance at any award.
Did
but
call
that
Sandy?
I call her Sandy.
She's
We're married.
When I walked out of that movie theater, I said, if this movie makes more than $5, she just won an Oscar because she's playing a real person. It's on our short list of things that win you an Oscar. It was critically successful and the public loved it. So as the voters, and she's loved. People just like her.
People love Sandy Bullock.
But they like to work with her. It's kind of like when Julia Roberts won. She's everybody's friend. No one doesn't like working with her. She's friendly. She's charming. Give her a goddamn Oscar. But it was one of those things that everyone was winning the Critics Awards, but then here we come with Sandy Bullock, friendliest person alive, has a hit movie with a good part for a woman that's, you know, has nothing to do with, like, you know, our conversation about how do you know you're watching a good part for women? If it's two women having a conversation that's not about their boyfriends, but they're talking about their lives, then you're watching a show about women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If all they're doing is talking about the boy, but here's a woman like running her family, running her life, helping someone, getting a team together.
You know what I mean? That was good. That was a fun movie.
So there it is. And then the Critics Awards and everyone else, as soon as you get to technical Oscars, it's going to be Interstellar because he just changed the game with Interstellar. Like, and it's the last movie filmed like that. People won't see it in screeners. Hopefully, you're not going to watch it on your phone. You're not going to watch it on some shitty TV that you own at home. If you're, you know, you're going to go and see this
question.
In the last 1570 millimeter film ever made. And that's it for entertainment.
Okay. Questions? Uh-huh. Question and answer period?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I studied. I did all my homework.
Kat Carlson or Catherine Carlson?
I just noticed. First of all, why are you wearing my... all right.
If I had an opportunity to go see a movie tomorrow morning, just the one, for a while.
Hypothetically.
What would I go see?
Of what's... where are you going to be? What area are you going to be?
I can be wherever I want to be.
Oh!
As Carl will do.
Bitch.
Sorry, I'm taking a picture of my badge on your boobs.
I can't go see Wild because Kelly went to see it with her mother.
Okay. I would see Birdman.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Funny, clever...
And
very
super
inside
highly
baseball.
Nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's gonna win some stuff.
Jinx.
If it gets snubbed, it'll be for Selma. But I think Michael Keaton and
I can't see Selma yet.
No.
No. Okay, cut to Christmas Day.
Into the Woods. Why are you
asking?
Yes!
I was just wanting to make sure we were on the same page.
Oh,
I'm so fucking excited.
I have to work Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after. Even though I scheduled myself, I'm forming a boycott because I can't get to that goddamn fucking movie.
I was just all over the soundtrack, like,
every
yesterday.
Day. I have been on repeat. People are sick of me.
Into the woods and out of the woods and
home before dark.
I can't wait. I actually rescheduled my Christmas day, like, family schedule, so that Kelly's family would, no parents, my family is Christmas Eve. So okay. that Kelly's family can come, like, at a reasonable hour during the day so that Kelly and I can figure out who's going to watch our daughter, and we can go to the movies at night. I can't
Clearly anyone wait. Is still sober.
Can't it wait. Is literally...
Hold it up.
Killing me.
I'm busy.
Isn't it nice to know a lot?
I'm drinking
a little bit.
Dark.
Not.
Oh, I'm so you know, Into the Woods, not that anyone here cares, but I'll share it, obviously, that Into the Woods was
we got you three to one.
Of, God, where did I see it? It was one of my very first musicals I ever saw or heard.
Did you see it locally? Because there was two fantastic productions here locally. One was at Stagebrush. And one was on the West Side at that West Side Theater that I was.
It may have been West Side. I was like young. I was like in elementary school.
Oh no, that was neither of those.
Okay, so I think that it was. So my cousin was older than me, and she was in a high school theater. And I think that they did like a high school theater.
And there are high school versions available that
performance.
Right, that cut out a lot of the second act and changed some words.
Yeah,
he wrote a whole different score for high school productions to do that doesn't go as dark.
Right, because what I remember wasn't as dark as. The movie trailer that I've seen, and I have never seen it since.
I will bring you the I have a DVD of the original production with Bernadette Peters.
Oh, and, she's so good.
Joanna Gleason in her Tony winning role, Chip Zine.
So I think it was, I think I literally saw my high school, my cousin's high school, literally perform it. And then additionally, what my cousin's high school performed, which we obviously love is Guys and Dolls, which is one of my most
I got the horse right here.
Yeah, his name's Paul Revere.
Yeah,
I got a guy that says that the letter's clear.
That's true.
Can do. The other day I was having a bad day. I just popped in Guys and Dolls and just sang along with the oldest established permanent floating.
My kind of day. Oh my God, it's the oldest established permanent floating crab can in New York. Oh. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have a game or we'll die from shame.
So good, Al.
Just when I think I'm really gay, I find out that I'm not.
Not super.
She's
gay.
A better gay man than you are.
Yes.
No. Only
I
would
agree.
She watches gay
theater.
Porn. She can sing
oh
along
my God,
with
that's
theater.
Actually true. I do watch
there's,
gay porn.
There's different levels. There's like, okay, I'm gay. There's like, super gay.
And there's Al.
Like, oh my God, musical gay. Musical gay. Oh God, I love
musical
gay.
I'm a musical gay, yeah.
Uh-huh. I feel like it's a song too.
We should
musical
write
gay.
One.
Musical gay. At home before dark.
Musical gay.
Musical gay.
Musical gay.
I
musical gay. Musical gay. At home before dark.
Killing me.
Yes.
Good. Isn't it nice to know a lot and a little bit not?
Wait.
I listen to that. Tim hates it.
I need to get it before I go to the. I need to like refamiliarize myself with all songs.
So that
I was
Sunday.
Just listening to it.
I'm like, finally off.
I'm gonna
Sunday,
buy it right now.
Sunday the 28th. Oh, the movie soundtrack's out.
No, I think it was original Broadway.
Oh, original Broadway, because you can't go wrong. Get the two discs where they leave all the songs in.
You never can.
Spotify.
So I just got to tell you, I don't know what I'm talking about. So the 28th, I'm finally off call. I'm not scheduled. It's starred in on the calendar at work. Do not call me. This is almost as important as Oscar Day. It's my day that I can finally watch End of the Woods in the theater.
De Sombra?
De Sombra. Dia Sombra. So that's it.
What day is that? That's the 20, what?
Sunday the 20th, is it whatever the Sunday is that week?
Oh, I love Sunday. I want to go. Can I go?
We all go?
Yeah.
All go?
Well, no, wait, I would just think because I never go to movies and I'm thinking.
Because two things.
Fuck yeah. Saturday the 27th.
I can't go. What time?
I can do that.
What's happening on Saturday the 27th?
Saturday the 27th, Into the Woods Day.
What time?
Anytime. Oh, daytime.
I work at 8.
Yeah, daytime. Everybody in for daytime.
It is the daytime.
Yeah.
My in-laws are in town.
A couple of hours.
The kids
hours
are with their dad.
Dark.
I'm totally going.
And they cut that song out of the movie because Marlon Brando couldn't sing it. And Burroughs and I can't remember the two guys that wrote that show. Burroughs and Lieber and Stroll. Lieber and
it doesn't matter. The original Broadway cast, the OBC recording is really
of the revival
out.
That ever.
Oh, it's so good
that I saw.
So
and J.K. Simmons is on that record. If you have that, J.K. Simmons from Whiplash is the guy singing. I got the horse right here.
I love it.
That's J.K. Simmons, and that's how I knew him. So every time he's in Oz and he's shitting on people or he's beating up this kid in Whiplash,
right?
I'm like, no, go back to your musical roots. Sing me a happy song. Sing me a happy song.
What if I might come with you on the 27th? What if?
27th, what if? I wish.
I'm in.
I'm going to Colorado on the 28th. Oh, I'm going to Colorado on the 28th, and I'll be gone for a little while. But
I've already got on my calendar.
I'm going to come with you.
Yeah.
Let's do a date.
Yes.
The 27th.
I think we just made it.
What? Oh, all right,
let's get back to entertaining the folks at home instead of just jacking each other off.
Here's our calendar for December.
I think it's time for Shit on Cat segment. We started doing it before she even started.
We're going to get to shitting on Cat in a minute, but in the meantime...
No, we're going
to
shit on Katie June
first. We're going to shit on Katie June first.
In sports and other stuff.
I forgot she has a segment.
This day in history, the father of modern baseball cards dies. Martina Navratilova. That big lesbian got married. Hulk Hogan is an unlikely ally in the LGBT movement. Cristiano Ronaldo is so hot. Uh-huh. And lesbian Sue Pepperdine.
Oh, it's a beautiful school, though.
Yeah. All I got out of that was Christian Amanpour.
I got it wrong.
Yeah. Christian Ronaldo.
So hot. Okay.
Yeah.
So this day in history, on December 16th, Henry VI was crowned the King of England, was crowned the King of France. Interesting how that works out.
Because they're all cousins.
They wore
it a lot.
They did,
Sometimes England was over France, and they all pretended they were still over France, even when France was
independent. Well, and this was in 1431, so we're talking...
So we're like 150 years before Henry VIII.
On December 16th, in 1939, the National Women's Party urged immediate congressional action on equal rights...
And here we are, 80 years later, nothing's happened.
Yep, no,
same song.
Yeah.
December 16th in 1978, the Cleveland becomes the first U.S. city to default since the Depression.
Oh, my.
Sad on Cleveland.
Wah, wah.
And in December 17th, let's see, hold very quickly. There is something that I thought was kind of cool in here.
And yet...
It escapes you.
It does. Mm. Oh, well, this is something that's fun. It wasn't what I was thinking, but December 17th, who knows? Okay, this is an arts and entertainment reference. December 17th, 1989, television's longest-running animated series makes its U.S.
debut. The Simpsons.
Simpsons, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where did it come from? What was it a short on?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I Living Color. Was it? Wait, am I?
No.
But it was a part of a show like that. It was the
Tracy Ullman show.
Tracy Ullman, damn it!
Because they were both done by James L. Brooks from Mary Tyler Moore, and it was the short. It was the short cartoon.
The Tracy Ullman show. Well, yes. Tracy Ullman the voice?
No, she does voice someone on there every once in a while. But it was either opened the Tracy Ullman show or it closed it. But it was a short cartoon, and that's she always says she gave birth to The Simpsons.
Oh well, that's fun. Okay, here's my thing. Let's see if you guys can guess. This is way more fun. In 1903, near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
The Wright brothers.
Oh, very good.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay, very good, guys. Yeah, that was what happened on December 17th, 1903.
Did they fly today?
Made their first successful flight in history. A self-propelled, heavier-than-air aircraft.
Ohio says they're first in flight, too, and so does North Carolina with Kitty Hawk.
They're full of shit, right.
But Kitty Hawk is where I hope to retire one day. So if you're ever wondering, like, how
where's
I know
Al?
Where to find you when you're old?
I hope to retire in the Outer Banks of North Carolina and have to rebuild my home every 5 to 6 years based on hurricane activity during the global warming. It's on the Outer Banks. It's in the Barrier Islands off North Carolina. And it is one of the most beautiful places. And because it's an island off the coast, you can see the sunrise and sunset on the water without really moving
that's
too far.
Really nice.
Sand dunes. It's gorgeous.
So that happened in 1903. On December 17th in 1948... The Smithsonian Institution accepted Kitty Hawk as the Wright Brothers plane. The Kitty Hawk. Mm-hmm. Wright Brothers plane. So they took that in 1948. So a few years later. Anyway, so some interesting U.S. history. The father of the baseball card has died.
Wah-wah.
Even most non-sports fans know what a baseball card looks like. There's a color photo on the front. There's
God, I hope so.
Name.
I have a million of them in my parents' like barn, and I keep telling them, like, sell them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
They could probably make some money.
They might
off
could.
Of what's
they
in
won't.
There.
Oh, no, you go get them and you sell them because that's where the money is.
Oh my
coming.
God, my mother's voice just came through these headphones.
Why would you want them to sell them? You need, why wouldn't you want
you
the money?
Your parents and you don't
I haven't seen the shit in
it.
20 years.
It's okay.
And I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
Well, listen, since 1952, when the Topps salesman named Seymour P. Cy Burger redesigned baseball cards for his company,
Seymour Burger.
Yep, but Seymour Butts was coming up, came up with that thing. He says, we wanted to make something attractive that would catch the eye, and we gave you 6 cards and a slice of gum for a nickel. That was in 1952.
And it stayed like under it. It stayed, I think it was a dime when I was
a kid.
They were
pretty cheap. He died of natural causes at 91 after more than 60 years of reinventing himself. The baseball trading card industry has become as much of a pastime
as baseball. Mm-hmm.
More so.
And so lucrative.
And maybe more interesting.
And the reason that I kind of cared about this story is my brother was a baseball card collector when he was younger, and I used to take great pleasure in
defacing them.
Organizing them.
How did you organize them? What way?
Oh, in every card number, RBI. Because I would reorganize them like every couple weeks. Because I like love to organize stuff.
Because there are options. You can organize them by player, by team, by card number. Because they're
card
like
number.
They're sequential. By
I've said RBI three times and nobody is following me on this.
I don't think I did RBI.
Okay, you could have.
But
who
I should
organizes by RBI?
I would just throwing it out there, bitch.
That doesn't you make any sense.
It's another one. I want points for knowing what that means without anybody telling me.
Yeah, what does it mean now? What does it mean?
Runs batted in.
Boom.
Atta girl.
Cup size. There's so many ways.
No.
Is that on the card?
There's actually a link here that is a link about how to collect and organize baseball cards, which is funny. But it was
call
but
Katie
anyway,
June.
So I thought that was fun. I used to really love doing that with my brother's baseball cards. So rest in peace. So Martina Navratilova marries.
Well done. Girl.
It took me a second, but I got there. Julia Lemigova in New York, and she looks from the side view to be pretty hot. Tennis ace has tied the knot. The Czech. Born Navratilova, 58, has wed longtime girlfriend, 42, robbing the cradle on December 15th in New York. I am 58 years old, she says. I got married for the first time. It's about time, right? Growing up as a young gay woman, you just don't ever think about that. Added Lemigova, her wife, by proposing and marrying in such a public way, I hope that we will give inspiration to families set up like ours that they too can be married legally one day. Navratilova made headlines in September when she proposed to Lemigova at the U.S. Open. So, congratulations to them.
Either you or Kelly played tennis?
We don't, but I wonder if they're going to be called Martina and Julia Navratilova Lemigova. Like, I wonder how...
Just because they hate their friends at Christmas time.
Navratilova.
Navratilova Lemigova.
I wonder.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, they're both advocates for LGBT rights. So Hemmerger, good Schlemmerger. For them. So Hulk Hogan, we all know who Hulk Hogan is, right? I mean, he is big and ugly. But
he's fugly. He falls into fugly.
He's a fugly man. But he's an unlikely ally. Says that pro wrestling has moved past its barbaric mindset about gays. I think everybody's... He says, judgments about someone's sexuality has no place in professional wrestling. He gave an interview recently and said, I think everybody's been re-educated. So it's really not that big of a deal when speaking about the barbaric mindset, which once made it unsafe for athletes in the wrestling industry to be openly gay. At least for me, and I can only speak from my heart, he says... I've got people all around me who are gay, so it's not an issue with me. I think the whole world feels like that now. So they go on to say, unfortunately, his optimistic perspective is not entirely accurate in the WWE. Yeah, because they can't be the Federation, they're entertainment. But it's important, you know, yet again, important for big names in any industry.
Get the conversation started.
To come out and say, hey, this isn't really a big deal. So... our world, I don't think in this room, is WWE.
He wears spandex, has bleached hair, and is an actor. Yeah, he's pretty close to gay.
He's pretty horrible.
I mean, he's not. Oh, but I think he's entertaining and he's funny. I have no issue with him.
Let's just say I don't have thoughts on him either way, but I have to address the chat room. Yes, I did make the whole pictures on the other side. And Aaron, there's no reason to be formal. You can just call me Missy. Because we were talking about trading cards, and I had the Star Wars and the Charlie's Angels trading cards. Even though I didn't watch Star Wars, and everybody knows how I feel about chewing gum and how gross I think it is, but my Farrah Fawcett poster when she's on her knees, the one that was like deeply sexual, and everyone, my mom thought it was a great ray of hope. But I just love her hair. Yeah.
literally her hair.
So I made a border of the Farrah Fawcett poster. I made a frame out of Charlie's Angels greeting trading cards. But because there was only five characters or six, and I don't think any Bosley cards, you kind of had a lot of space to fill up. So I got Star Wars cards, and there was like R2-D2s and C-3PO's in between the Charlie's Angels.
God.
Just to make 1977 complete.
But you really just loved her hair.
Well, I love Charlie's Angels. I mean, it was...
And you really loved Farrah, but you didn't, like, loathe Farrah.
It was good hair.
I loved...
So great that your mom was like, yes.
Because she was... I mean, but she got taken down. Everyone knows... Oh, everyone knows. If you listen to the show long enough, the Farrah Fawcett poster came down for Prince in the Shower from the Dirty Mind album. And, you know, not only was it a black person, but it was a man half naked touching his crotch. And my mom was like, can we just close your door?
How about that? Forever. Yeah. All the time.
But keep that door closed, baby. Your door again.
But I'm pretty sure that she realized you were going to live alone in the basement for a long time once the Star Wars characters started coming along.
No, because I never saw it. They were just filler. I didn't see Star Wars till the 90s. But the poster downstairs that everyone commented on was Rob Lowe early in his career. And he's in 80s linen jacket and like linen pants with pleats, and his cock is just and it's a cock, like it's
wait
not,
I gotta
we're not
this
at
up.
Penis
wait a minute
it's just so prevalent.
What is this?
It's like, Rob Lowe poster from the 80s around Rob Hotel in the New Hampshire era
80s poster.
He's got his hands in his pocket
cock.
Giant cock,
like John Hamm. Which giant?
Not quite John Hamm giant, right. But 1984, I haven't seen a lot of him giant.
He was right. So hot.
Which
in the
Prince
80s.
Album?
Dirty Mind. There was a poster from Dirty Mind. I don't think it's from Controversy. I think it was from Dirty Mind.
Okay, it's Controversy. He's in against a tile wall.
Let me see. Hold on.
Is that
Standing By?
Oh, no.
Stimulating.
Was it that? No, I think it was that one.
Stimulating radio.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
And it had a crucifix in it too, which made my mom even happier.
Oh, great. That's so happy.
Wait, I'm gonna look up giant cock. Didn't come up with anything. Giant penis.
Who are we talking about? Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's penix. That's not a thing. Okay.
Now we know she's a lesbian.
Type in Rob Lowe penis poster.
I wrote in Rob Lowe 80s poster giant penis. I'm not getting much.
No, I would go Rob Lowe penis poster.
I would just go Rob Lowe 80s poster. I might have been me and Tim might have been the only people that noticed that he's kind of hung.
Rob Lowe penis.
Is he in jeans?
No, he's in linen. He's in white linen pants. That's how you can see through him.
Oh, Stella.
Oh, maybe.
Tell me it didn't come up.
Insane.
Of course it came
well,
up.
Well, there are things.
Oh. No, but look at that.
That's the one.
Hi, honey.
I don't see a penis in that picture.
I don't think that's it, because I remember him being... He wasn't trying to be sexy. He was just naturally pretty at the time.
I believe it to
but
be.
But he is really gorgeous.
I'll find it. You keep talking about lesbians doing stuff.
We'll do it. Cristiano Ronaldo, aside from being...
A nice lesbian.
Just ridiculously good looking. Scored big with his teammates off the field. This motherfucker bought each of his teammates a Bulgari watch worth $10,000.
Wow.
A piece.
Wow.
They show them here, and he also had them engraved with every player's name along with CR7 for Ronaldo's initials and jersey number. So talk about being like so narcissistic. I'm going to buy you a gift. I'm going to go ahead and engrave my
name
go ahead and initials.
Tag the fuck out of it.
And name on the back of it. But Merry Christmas.
That's my Christmas plan for 2015, incidentally.
Well, I hope you're all excited about what I got y'all for this year's Christmas.
But the watch also included the Spanish word La Decima to signify the 10th Championship League title won by Real Madrid, which is their team.
Right.
He waited for the holidays to spread his good cheer and gave them out recently against another match in which they demolished their opponent. So, but the best part is that, I mean, he is really pretty. Like, he's pretty. He's the one with the glasses and the hat. Small picture.
Very pretty.
This guy is beautiful.
Pretty. Yeah, pretty.
Cristiano Ronaldo. He is a very beautiful man.
This is the picture, but in everything they have on the internet, they're cutting out the pants part of it. See? I'll find it.
All right.
Give me the pants.
You got to have the pants part.
And finally, I have another thing that could be really fun. Lesbian basketball players sue Pepperdine. Sad. Two basketball players sued Pepperdine University this week, alleging that their coach and academic advisor harassed and discriminated against them on the basis of their sexual orientation and the perception that they were in a relationship with each other. The lawsuit was filed by this Haley and Liana. They maintain that the conduct of these university officials amounts to violations of Title IX and their constitutional rights to privacy. They cited examples of conduct from the head coach, reminiscent of Jennifer Harris's case against Penn State and Renee Portland back in 2006. They have attorneys. They're basically kind of saying that they're just being bullied. The coach is quoted as stating that lesbianism is not tolerated on this team. And the players perceive...
Lesbianism? That's actually kind of a good policy.
We will have... That's a good policy.
And the players felt that that was perceived as a threat to pull their scholarships. They're both benched at the moment for ostensible medical reasons. But they say that, again, this is pretext for their discrimination. So, interesting. We'll follow up with it. You know, Pepperdine, beautiful campus.
Beautiful
Talked
campus.
Talked about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Can't get around
and,
that.
And pretty sad pants that they hate lesbians. So, one... It's official. You heard it here first. It's official. Really quickly, I know we're not, like, close enough necessarily to the new year to be doing 2014.
We're goddamn
year
close.
In, year it's in reviews, countdown time. But we're pretty fucking close.
It's arbitrary number of arbitrary adjective things that happened this year.
How okay. about 14 Go. Celebrities who came out in 2014?
Yay!
See? All right. Oh,
Jesus.
I didn't think that recalled for spilling wine.
How about, let me throw my wine all over you. That is bad. Can you give one more for Al?
Lick my shirt. Lick my shirt.
Okay. Oh, for Christ's sake.
For those of you not watching.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, Kathleen.
We're cleaning up wine that Katie June has spilled.
Yeah. She threw it.
Gave her a glass
It's a
of
Cinderella
wine.
Story. She's cleaned spilled up right there on shit. Our side there. Al's got a little on him, but he's going to come out like a rose on this one.
Okay. God knows I know how to do laundry. I just washed every fucking towel in my house.
Oh my God, yeah. Here, I'm going to let you do this on your own. You are a champion. You're a pro. Okay.
Stand, Mike, the base that stand. Oh.
I'm getting the wet spot on the floor.
Wow. The important thing is, do you Thanks, need more
Alfred.
Wine?
I do. In fact.
Yeah, where I'd like your attention to go is my... mine too. Bring my bottle back as well.
Yeah, empty glass. I have the Marlboro whatever else is
Just
happening.
Bring every open bottle of wine in the fridge.
Did you say Marlboro?
It's Marlboro, New Zealand. Yeah, it's a... It's a
same Chong.
Yeah, same Chong. Okay, visibility matters. Even in 2014 and coming out will always be the most important tool of any LGBT person to live an authentic life and strengthen our community. Thank you, Kat. So every coming out story is important. Blobbity blobbity blah. Sure it is.
As it's important.
I every like coming that. Out story is important. Blobbity blobbity blah.
I mentioned the bisque.
I mean that literally.
Okay, so we will though go with the 14 people that matter more than we
arbitrary
do.
Arbitrary number.
Okay, number 14, Raven Simone.
Yes.
Yep.
Actress. That's her even cause.
And also doesn't want to be known as like a black
as
woman or African American
because she says I'm American. I'm not African American. I'm American and I'm fucking black.
I feel like that's racist.
Racist.
There was so much hoopla around it, but I get it. She's like, I understand. She's like, I'm not African. I'm American. Like I'm just a black American. So stop it.
Yeah, I like. I'm a big fan of that too. I'm heading back to black and away from
African
American because I don't really like it.
I have always felt like when every time I use the word African American, I'm being like weirdly racially
sensitive, I think the same thing.
But also insensitive. And I just feel like black I'm American is fine.
And you don't know. Like I work with a guy who's from Haiti.
Yeah.
And somebody called him African American.
He's like, I'm not African.
He's kind of Haitian.
Haitian.
Yeah, so you just black American is fine. I feel like I'm white, you're black. I feel like
get over it. Build a bridge.
Thank you, Clayton.
Go number 13.
Build bridges. Daniel Frenzy.
Yeah.
Frenzesi. Do you know him? Daniel Frenzesi.
Not
Frenzy
by name.
Looking.
No. Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Mean Girls.
Yes.
I feel pretty.
I don't know him enough to care that he came out, but he did. Oh, this is fun. Andreja Pejic. Pejic is the supermodel, the transgender supermodel. Mm. Before sharing that she was transgender this summer, she had been on the cover of Elle and French Vogue and walked the runway in both men's and women's shows. In this image, I mean, she's so super female, but she's very model looking. Tall, thin, long, straight blonde hair, very chiseled face. But I mean, shit, model. That's how models look.
Yeah.
So anyway, Andrej Pejic is a really successful transgender female model. Billy Gilman. Anyone know Billy Gilman?
Yeah.
Country singer?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Adorably cute. He topped the charts at the tender age of 11, but he kept his sexuality a secret until November when he came out on YouTube.
You'd know him as the little kid sensation.
Ooh, this is fun. Samira Wiley. Okay. Do you know who she is?
Yes.
No. Pop culture news. Do you know who? God damn it, they don't have her name in here.
The Muffin Man.
Okay. Oh, no. Samira Wiley is, I'm sorry, I thought she was the other partner. So Samira Wiley is from Orange is the New Black. She is Poussé.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love her.
That's French.
And the more exciting part is Lauren Morelli. Interesting, because there's a Morelli on the show. But Lauren Morelli is actually a writer for the show who was a straight woman who was married.
And they hooked up, right?
Who they hooked up.
I totally
and she
saw
totally divorced.
That.
They're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally hot. I've totally seen that. Yeah. Yes, they're totally
they're
hot.
Yes.
They're sexy. Clayton doesn't care.
I mean, no, I do care. I just have to run an errand.
Look sexy. How hot they are.
But they are a hot couple.
And Poussé's storyline was genius this year,
it
too.
It was really
I can't
good.
Remember it.
She was with V.
With the girl.
Yeah. She was V and Crazy Eyes. Because she, remember, she wouldn't be friends with Crazy Eyes anymore.
That
she
was it.
She was like standing up to them.
Yes, yeah. But I also loved her storyline with the army and the dad. And she like tried to kill that. She like had a gun knife or whatever. Yeah,
yes.
She's good. Anyway, so that's Samira Wiley. But I just love that. I mean, I'm sorry that a marriage dissolved. That's no good. But like, it's hot that she and one of the writers, like the writer was like, yeah, I was writing all these sexy lesbian scenes. And then I was like, oh my God, I also want to do this.
I totally want to do that.
Yeah.
And then the woman who plays Poussé is pretty fucking hot.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she really is.
She's sex on a platter. Okay. Derek Gordon. NCAA basketball player. So Gordon is a college basketball player for UMass, came out in April, making him the first openly gay player in the NCAA's Division I. He says, I know what it's like to cry yourself to sleep, to have a girlfriend just to impress your friends, he said in a heartbreaking interview. No one should have to live like that. It's a fake way of life, fake way of living, and I'm not a fake person. Wow. That's really intense.
That's actually like, really, like, huge. Yeah.
And to say, just to have a girlfriend to impress your friends, I cried myself to sleep. Can you imagine, like, having to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and crying yourself to sleep about it? That's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ty Herndon.
I feel like I know this name, but
country singer.
Oh yeah. Came out the same day as, or like in the same
like
minute
a whole
as Billy.
Country singer. Yeah,
yeah, the Billy guy. Didn't they come out at the same time? came out, and the other one came out to support.
Oh yeah,
him.
He came out the same day that Ty Herndon posted a video. Yeah, so they both. Billy Gilman and Ty Herndon. They're both like little
two
cuties,
times, two
country
times.
Cuties.
But Billy Gilman, you if you Google him, you remember because he was an 11-year-old kid sensation that kind of swept the internet
and he's like
kind of.
I don't know if he's really cool anymore.
And
but.
I don't think he did. He's done much since except for come out.
Christine Naren.
Got nothing.
His name is Hodor. He's an actor in the Game of Thrones.
Shut up. Hodor's gay?
Yeah,
Hodor. I had no idea.
He plays the gentle giant.
Hodor.
Yeah. He says he first discussed his sexuality publicly in March, but he was never closeted. He's always been open to the people in his life, but he, you know, kind of went public to the public.
Well, sure, because all of a sudden, like, people actually watched the shit that he was acting in.
Yeah.
Number six, Hodor. Ian Thorpe. A really sexy Australian swimmer.
Oh, and he was from the Olympics. Remember, he was the big deal, big fucking deal at two Summer Olympics in a row.
I'm on board with swimmers. He won, boys and girls. I mean,
either he won one race against Michael Phelps, or he was the favorite, and Michael Phelps won the medal and beat him. But he was the favorite in one of the races with Michael Phelps, and he got a lot of attention because the camera was either on this fucking hottie or Michael Phelps, who turns out was stoned and drunk.
I don't know, but he said he dodged and even denied rumors about his sexuality for years. He says, yes, I lied about it. Part of me didn't know if Australia wanted its champion to be gay. And, you know, ego comes into it. I didn't want people to question, have I lied about everything? So, you know, but he came out now and he's very happy. Tyler Glenn, the lead singer of Neon Trees. Did you know?
I didn't know.
Cool band.
Animals.
He says I had crushes on guys throughout high school, but
everybody talks.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody talks.
Yes, that song.
It started with a whisper. Yeah. That's not how it sounds at all. But
okay, he's only hot in the Speedo. It turns out if you see a picture of him and he's not in a pool, he's kind of dookie looking.
Well,
but
he's hot right here, looking in his Speedo with his goggles on.
That's what I mean. When you have when he's got the Speedo on and he's in the pool, he's hot. But he stands up and you're like, oh, you're kind of creepy.
So this other guy, Tyler Glenn, says, I am a happy and healthy Mormon gay pop star.
What?
I don't know what it all means, but I'm okay with it.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what the...
I know. He's very, like, a tortured soul, I'm sure.
I love it.
Ellen Page.
Yep.
Who we all know. She's so great.
Juno. Gay.
Tim Cook.
Wait.
I know that name.
Stand by.
Wait, what was that noise? Was that me?
Cat. No.
Okay.
No, it's not you.
I went like this.
No.
I opened my mouth just enough.
No.
And did a noise come out? No, I don't know.
It's Maggie.
Jesus, Maggie.
She wandered in.
Apple CEO, Tim Cook.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that, like, when he took the job, everyone was like, yay, a gay guy is now head of one of the biggest companies in the world. And then two years later, he came out and, like, wait, didn't he already do that?
Yeah. I think it's, like, a matter of,
it was the Anderson Cooper thing.
Being gay or publicly saying, I am gay. Like, everyone knows.
And I was shocked that everyone didn't know, because I thought when he took over for Steve Jobs that everyone was like, oh, my God.
Oh,
it's so great. He's gay. Number two, no surprise, Michael Sam is the number two celebrity who came out.
Because football.
That's right. And number one, and I swear to God, you guys, I must have been hiding under a rock. I did not know this. The number one celebrity who came out in 2014, pop singer Sam Smith.
I have not read that.
I didn't know that.
I still have not read.
I didn't realize there was a reason to come out.
He's practically Boy George without makeup. But
right.
I Googled. We talked about it 2 weeks ago.
We talked about it. That's what I thought.
He seems higher than George, but still.
I keep trying to Google it, and I'm like, I cannot find something where he says, I'm singing about a boy.
Every coat I see him wear, it's like 84 is back, and it's George, Boy George wearing it. It's exactly what I thought.
We still know you're fat, no matter how long your jacket is.
Yeah.
Hey. I've been wearing longer jackets. It's just a thing.
It's a fad.
Anyway, that is it this week in sports and other stuff.
Well, no, not really other stuff, because now other stuff belongs to that bitch at the end.
Shit on them.
That's a good point.
This week... in shit on this, I have only two stories. Number one, it's Star Trek Geeks and Beer. Number two, it's winos and ice cream. That's all we got in shit on this.
I love it. But now you've invited me to shit on it.
I enjoyed that a lot.
This is my new
things that are illegal in British porn.
Winos and ice cream. That's fun. Let's go.
I also all love right. shit on this. I need to come up with a new name.
But first, we got to shit on your segment for a while.
A long time. You've been gone a long time. All right. A new Star Trek themed beer warped into stores in Canada in November.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. It's a bad pun.
Stop it. It is a bad pun.
Bad pun.
A Klingon ale concept made it big last month after a Canadian brewery heard that it had been approved from Star Trek creators to make the beer. A company in Vulcan, Alberta collaborated with Nova Scotia's Garrison Brewing to create the Klingon Warnog Rogan Duncan Ale.
What
is
that?
Just in time for the comic convention in Halifax.
Mm.
It's true.
You can't make an acronym out of that name, can you? Does it like
sure can.
MASH?
Warnog.
It's called hashtag Nope.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna drink it.
Brian Titus says,
Not gonna do it.
Don says she won't be able to pass the breathalyzer to drive to work tomorrow.
Don literally won.
We have a winner.
Literally a winner.
Don for the win.
Brian Titus, the president and co-founder of said beer company, says, we're beer geeks, and a lot of us are sci-fi geeks, so it was a pretty logical fit.
Dateless for most of the year.
Yeah.
They'd come out, but who'd care?
No chicks in our living room. We just
no
love
shit.
The,
is what he said.
No shit.
We just love the idea of doing it.
With a real girl one day.
To dream the impossible dream.
Wow, we really are shitting all over this.
Good, Clayton.
Keep going.
I love this segment.
Where no woman has ever gone before.
The neat thing about Star Trek is over the years there have been so many variations of it. It's gone on in some different forms for decades. and everyone can relate to it.
What is this? What are you doing with this? What's going on with your hands?
It's the cat version, Cat Carlson Memorial version of the
Cat Carlson Memorial.
It's the VIP quotes.
Cat Carlson Memorial air quotes go right there.
Go forth and conquer.
Oh, or is she showing where the emergency exits were, if we had any?
Two. And remember, two may be behind you.
There might be some over there. They could be over there.
Also, I don't fucking know.
I don't work here. How would I know?
How will I know a Whitney Houston song?
Is she still dead?
I yes. know?
Continue on, Vulcan Warrior.
How will I know?
Wow, she's taking a bigger shit than I do.
I'm not even sure where to go with this. The beer collaboration dates back to licensing agreements that Alberta-based Federation of Beer made with CBS a few years ago. Federation was interested in creating Vulcan Ale with a brewery in Montana, an idea that received warm support.
Sure it did.
Warm.
From I'm going to use lovers. The memorial air quotes or exits I've never seen before.
It's sad. This is for sad.
Warm reports.
Oh, Don Beer Lovers. Kitty Paws.
And Star Trek.
Kitty
fans.
Paws. Actually, they're Cat Paws. Oh.
Cat Carlson Memorial Paws.
Bed death.
Kitty Paws.
One time that happened.
They're not air quotes, they're Kitty Paws.
I need to take a picture of this.
This is why I have to listen to all 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a shame it's not on video, so you're going to take a picture of it.
I can't even read more of this article, so that happened.
Yo, come on! Do we get something else? Is there some other horrible pun in this fucking story?
I don't even know.
I love that there's a federation of beer for the Vulcans and the Klingons.
When the Federation approached Garrison in hopes that a Canadian brewery would make the beer with them, Titus said he jumped at the opportunity. It was up to his brewery to create the recipe, so he decided to go for the unexpected.
Oh.
Yeah.
The base was a dark German Weiss beer, which usually light and hazy, but Garrison added chocolates, dark malt, and spices to change things up.
Yeah.
That a girl.
There's a lot of neat things going on in this brew.
Not one girl, though.
Was that a quote? A lot of neat things.
So wait a minute.
Pause.
So is the commercial beer the final frontier?
A lot of neat things.
And no women.
In a galaxy far, far away where a woman has never set foot, beer exists.
If you'd like to get out of your basement, right? we've got the beer for you.
Anyone who's describing any product that they own as a lot of neat things is just like definitely a virgin.
Like when Kevin Costner walked into
living in his mother's basement. Yeah,
this beer is so neat.
You know what's also neat? Post-it notes are neat. Fuck it. Why don't you need a goddamn beer to be neat?
Post-it notes are fucking messy.
Oh, virgins are also super neat.
Did you say virgins are?
Turns out.
Super neat.
Super neat.
I'm just going to keep belaboring this. Turns out, Warnog is a Klingon alcoholic beverage.
Warnog!
That is not quite as popular as blood wine, according to the Star Trek themed site Memory Beta. But it was mentioned on television in shows like Star Trek, The Next Generation.
That website used to be called Masked Up Beta, but they had to change it due to a legal issue.
The worst part is there's like this much more article.
Oh, God. We don't have that much time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Whoa. If you just Google Rob Lowe penis, you get a lot better images. Sorry about that.
All right,
sorry for the instant replay on a segment. Oh my God!
I won't interrupt your next story because I'll be googling Rob Lowe's penis.
Take it three.
I'll take Rosemary for the block.
I'd like to declare a moment of silence for.
I just typed in Rosemary.
If you get Rosemary penis, let me know what you come up with. I'm a little concerned.
Try Rose Kennedy.
Well, he did make. He made the first sex tape.
Yeah.
At the Democratic National Convention.
He looks good.
Images. All right, go ahead. Next story.
Hot winos rejoice. Wine ice cream is now a thing.
Yay!
Hot winos.
How do we know?
The wino is so hot. I wish I had a solution.
Okay, that's Photoshop.
When you're depressed after a bad breakup, you have two cures. Ice cream with all of its comforting fat and sugar and tons of alcohol, which may make you more sad in the end,
that
but
is
does
sad.
Allow brief moments what of the? Who gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. Many thanks to those who opened our minds to the magical world of wine-infused ice cream, which we want to make sure is not wine-flavored with ice cream. No, it's real, real shit.
Wine-flavored with
wine,
ice cream.
No, no, no. Wine-infused ice cream.
That's good times.
Yeah, yeah. Turns out, about 5% alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not terrible.
It's not
the
terrible.
First wine infused ice cream.
But not awesome.
I've had liquor infused ice cream.
Let's just hope the Canadians get to it.
I
soon,
never caught
you know
us.
They'll get that number
they're
up to
jack
8.
That
yeah.
Shit right.
They're gonna yeah. Molson Blue that ass right up to. Oh, Don, is Molson Blue a Canadian or American?
Oh,
you gotta help me.
God, I mean,
company's called Mercer, so and their wine infused ice cream comes in 7 different flavors.
Okay.
Cherry Merlot.
Yeah.
Chocolate Cabernet.
I'm in.
One. Peach White Zin.
Out.
Port.
Yeah, I'll do port.
Yeah, do port.
At a girl. Red Raspberry Chardonnay.
Oh,
yep.
Fuck me, I'm in.
Spiced and Riesling.
You can cause me with that one 2 people ago. That raspberry Chardonnay thing.
I was gonna say port.
Yeah, I'd probably go Cosby for
I'm
like 3
Cosby
of those.
I'm gonna Cosby the shit out of you with some port. Nice. All sound amazing, and we'd love to get our spoons in a bowl of at least one flavor. End quotes.
And kitty paws.
Kitty paws.
But unfortunately, Mercer's wine cream isn't available outside of their upstate New York store. Sad face. You gotta go to
upstate New York. Where? Tell me upstate where, because people misuse upstate New York.
God,
I love that you act like I read the article. It's cute.
It's cute.
I got nothing. I'm gonna look later.
All right, look later.
Yeah.
Because people call where I'm from upstate New York, and I'm from Western New York.
And you're from West New York.
And if it's there, I'm going to get me some wine-flavored Cosby ice cream.
You're
going
to fly into Niagara right now.
I should get your sister to just ship. She can ship it to you on dry ice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just put it, pack it in snow, bitch. Throw it out here.
Overnight that shit.
Goodness gracious. But apparently that's a thing, so you can look up Mercer's wine ice cream.
Cool. Yeah, I'm in.
Canadians and kitty paws.
Canadians and kitty paws.
And I'm sorry, it's Molson Golden and Labatt's Blue. I made them one beer.
Labatt's.
My bad.
Labatt's.
Labatt's Blue. And they call it, I'll have a blue light. That's what they call it. If you want Labatt's Blue Light,
yeah, blue
that's
light
when
special.
You know you're in a really shitty establishment when they're offering Labatt's
when
Blue
When I was 18,
light.
The options were Labatt's Blue or Natural Ice.
Ooh.
I know.
But Labatt's, I make fun of it. Labatt's
isn't bad. Or Natty Ice.
Yeah.
Natty Ice I drank in college.
See?
Labatt's isn't. It's not bad.
In a final update on my article, according to a reader who spoke to the makers of the wine ice cream, you cannot actually get drunk on the ice cream.
Fuck you.
Want a bet?
Fuck you. Fuck
then
you.
That
who
doesn't mean
even wants
you shouldn't
it?
Try.
Yeah.
I'm out.
And that's... is my shit on segment.
Oh! Yeah.
I am... you were on such a
best
roll.
Segment ever.
That was the most word you actually put together.
I'm in love with
in it. A whole segment.
Before we move on, what is the movie where Rob Lowe seems to be wearing nothing but a jockstrap? Super Hong. P.S.
Wait, coming over.
Yeah, like...
See? Lesbian porn.
He made a football movie, and I can't remember what it was called.
It's this movie.
Oh, what is that movie?
What?
Well, why can't you find out what that movie is?
Hot Young Rob Lowe? No, that's not a movie.
Naked Rob Lowe sex tape. That's what it says.
Oh...
While the lesbians surf for gay porn.
No, that's not it.
Don't judge us.
What the?
That's not a judge.
I got it. I'll figure it out.
You figure it out. We're going to move on to this next segment because we've only got brief
next.
Time for brief pictures and stuff.
Next.
Here we go.
Oh, it's in Boonville,
and
New York.
Now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
My question is, what would you do to someone who offered you wine-enhanced infused ice cream?
And no spoon?
And then told you, you're not going to get drunk off this shit.
I would just be like, well, I don't know, I'd eat it.
It's still ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Yeah, it's still ice cream.
It's still ice cream.
I got to tell you, red raspberry Chardonnay, I'm going to be found face down in a pile of that. Let's just say...
Legit.
Missy Al.
That's going to be Al's final day.
In the living room. With a gallon of red raspberry Chardonnay.
That's
you know
exactly
what I mean?
That's... how I won Clue one time.
It's
exactly?
It's a smart bet.
face down in the Chardonnay, Missy Owl in the living room.
Missy Owl with a butcher knife in a room with someone who enjoyed the movie of A Chorus Line. I mean, that's just a safe bet of how someone died.
It's an ass.
It's an ass, baby. Worst movie musical of all time.
Oh, sad.
All right. So we may have asked this before, but with different people, so we're going to go at it again because I find the question fun.
Same song.
Who was your first crush? And I kind of want you to go celebrity crush.
All right.
Because I find those more fun. Because I don't know your real crush. Unless it's that kid that just came out, and I don't know him either.
Because you don't know him either.
Billy Gilman.
Shania Twain.
Ooh, Shania.
Any Man of Mine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Took me 8 years after that to figure out that that's what that was, and that's why I was obsessed with that. But yes, Shania Twain, Any Man of Mine.
I don't
video.
Get part B of that.
Explain
part
that.
Part B of that? Part B of that is I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, and did not, like, even know that gay was a thing.
Right, okay, you've told us that story.
Right, so totally had no idea, so it took me like...
Oh, so it wasn't that you didn't understand the song, you just understand what the itching in your pants.
I didn't understand why I was so in love with the woman that was singing that song, because that's clearly not a thing.
Love is like an itching in my heart. I'll quote the Supremes here, as long as Gershwin...
Sure.
You know, I go everywhere.
Good. Atta girl.
Oh, thank you.
Good work. So there it is.
Shania Twain.
Shania... Yes.
Did you ever see that episode of Saturday Night Live?
No.
Where they do the Celine Dion talk show and she pisses on everybody. She shits on everybody's segment. She's like, Shania Twain.
So you're playing Celine Dion?
Ooh. Well, Marnie, I knew it was going to be Christy McNichol.
Right.
Oh, good night, LA.
Bye.
Night night.
Yes. It was Youngbloods. Thank you, Marnie. It's called Youngbloods. I know I saw it in the theater and maybe had a little personal time with a
hockey movie.
Hand towel and some. Hand lotion.
Oh,
oh, he was
the Rob Lowe.
And, why is he in a Speedo?
So look now. So now you look up Youngbloods, Katie.
I will.
There you go. Figure that
whatever
out.
Your name is.
Well, however you self-identify.
And then answer the question. Go.
Mine is pretty bad. I did this really weird thing. I think I just pulled out your cord.
Maybe. It's fine.
Okay.
Pull out.
Yep. Oh, God. What? Okay. So
I've heard it before. It's fine.
I did this. It's so embarrassing. I did on my walls the main picture out of Teen Beat or like Bop, whatever my magazine was, Tiger Beat.
Yeah.
Bop.
So it was.
Did you bop?
I bopped.
He bopped and she bopped and we all bopped.
The big picture. So each magazine had like a big fold out, like giant wall picture.
Right.
And so what I did in my room, this is legitimate. I had pictures of each like teen heartthrob. And then around the big picture, I put all the little pictures. So
That's the Farrah Fawcett frame I was talking about.
Yes. So
right.
my wall was decorated with Teen Beat pictures. And it was Eddie Furlong, who is now just like a fat grossie.
Oh, Eddie
but
Furlong
was cute
from
for
wait,
a minute. American History X and
from Terminator.
Terminator.
Oh, Edward Furlong.
Edward Furlong.
No. Thank you. I was not the more familiar use of his Christian name of eluded
such
me.
Such a fat grossie now. I haven't looked at him since I was in
right
like third grade or whatever, sixth grade, since you
he
just said
so
that.
He was so cute back in the day, though.
He is such a fatty.
He's in the Spank Bank.
I mean, he's just
it
gross.
Might be a little young for the Spank Bank, but he's still in there.
Yeah, but he was, I was into him.
Oh, he's super gross.
You remember
now.
Jonathan Ew. Brandis? Really sad. He was in Ladybugs, that movie with that really loud, obnoxious guy.
I'm right here.
He's so loud. He was Ladybugs. He pretended to like be a girl on a soccer team.
I do remember that
remember
movie.
That?
I didn't see it, but
with,
I recall that scenario.
God, who was the guy that he played with? Yeah.
No, he was on Blossom or
no,
something.
No,
he was on a TV
Seven
show.
Kevin, maybe
he was on a TV
no,
show.
On
hold on, he was in Pet Sematary, Stepfather 2, Ghost Dad, Stephen King's It, Neverending Story, Ladybug, Sidekicks, Dumb and Dumber. I mean, he did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was in a couple of Stephen King things. That's why I know him.
Then he committed suicide, actually, when
was
he
was
27.
Name?
Brandis?
Wah, wah.
Jonathan Brandis?
Is that appropriate
I also
for suicide?
Loved,
is that appropriate?
Jonathan Knight? Or, excuse me, Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block. Jonathan, not Jonathan, he was the gay one, but Jordan Knight.
Jordan Knight, yes. Mm-hmm.
I might have a problem. Well, I was when they were in the Jordan Spank Knight. Bank, I was younger, too, so that makes it better.
Right.
It's not as gross.
I really loved.
Still pretty gross.
God, who was that one?
He was in Blossom. He was just a one-time character, but that's the only episode I saw.
Oh, wow. I thought you meant one of the brother who he was not. God, who was that other guy? All right, I got to think of this other actor that I loved for a long time. But anyway, those were my... I was like teen beat queen. Like, I love the teen beats.
I love... And I don't know if it was one of the teen beat sister publications.
Yeah. Tiger
that
Beat.
I would read that had all the...
Bop, Tiger Beat, Teen Beat, I got them all.
But one of them had the lyrics to songs that if your album didn't come with lyrics.
Ooh.
And you had to find out the lyrics. So I would go to all the time and look up the lyrics to songs, especially Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears.
Yeah, I love Tears for Fears.
I was stuff. Always had problems with their lyrics, and I knew that one of those Teen Beat magazines, plus they had pictures of boys, so let's not pretend I wasn't there for, you know, two reasons.
That was the whole reason to get the International Mail catalog, for God's sakes.
Right. It's underwear, and it's not in underwear.
Shout. Let it all out.
Oh, we're all, it's an all skate.
These all the
all skate, yes.
Oh, I love Leather Tuscadero from Happy Days. I think Leather Tuscadero from Happy Days, Suzy Quatro, am I correct in saying Suzy Quatro? I think she rang everybody's bell. I think Suzy Quatro.
I'd have to look back. I remember the character, but I couldn't see her. I can't see her.
All right, I'm gonna put money on Suzy Quatro for the win.
Gotcha. Don Farrah Fawcett, still dead. Thanks, Martin.
dead. Still dead.
My list, yeah, runs the...
my list.
Look at him with the legal pad and the list over there.
Well, it
kind of... You guys make good list, good use of legal pads.
It's all over the place. I mean, I had a huge fascination with Cindy Crawford. Huge fascination with her. And I...
Was it the...
Oh, the mole's fine. But I just... And we transfer this over to another gender.
Let's do.
But dark hair, dark eyes. She always had a tan. It was
vaguely
all good.
Latin.
Yeah, loved her. So then, if you go across the theater, like Eric Estrada, Chips. I had a whole. I always had a fascination with Johnny Depp.
Right.
A little older, Oscar De La Hoya. I had. I was still younger at the time.
Yeah, you did.
Huge.
Yeah.
I briefly had a Fabio thing, but I still like long hair. I agree
Weird.
With the Jordan Knight. I totally agree. But now that he's grown up and he's in interviews, he's kind of a dick.
Oh, he's like a total weirdo.
Yeah, I don't care about
but
that.
But he's still hot.
And then I just wrote another name down that I can't make out what I wrote. So it's with a J, last name with an L. Joey Lawrence.
Oh, you loved him.
Way back. Yeah.
Well, it turns out we all had a, like, because her Jonathan Brandis, who I remember from other stuff, he was in Sequest, the TV show.
Oh, Sequest, yeah.
Everybody had their little Blossom character, Joey Lawrence. Yeah. Like, everybody had a little crush on the guy with the good hair, because, like, that's what they all had in common, was they had good hair.
Yeah.
Y'all got good hair, honey.
Can I just share, like, my other one, who I loved, was Josh Hartnett.
Wait, 40 Days, 40 Nights?
Oh, yeah.
No, not 40. No, 40
yeah,
days.
Yes,
we
yeah.
Asked to, oh my God! And he reappeared.
The butterfly effect. I think.
No, that was Ashton Kutcher. Oh, he's fucking hot though too.
But Josh
Hartnett. He was in Pearl Harbor. He disappeared and just came back in a really good movie last year.
He is soups delish.
So, are you on IMDb?
I am not. I just googled hot actor Josh to remember who he was, and he came right
out. Josh Hartnett. He just came back in a oh no. Oh, he's on the Showtime series, the horror movie, and he got fucked up the ass.
What?
He had hot gay sex on that Showtime show. That's so good
Google Josh Hartnett gay sex.
All the horror movie characters.
I'm appalled for some reason.
What's the name of that show?
I don't know.
In the end, I don't know. What you call
in the butt,
it.
In the butt, Bob.
In the butt, Bob.
All right, so
Penny Dreadful.
Okay, I'm watching this show and I'm like, all right, it's all kind of dark and sexy, and everybody seems to be flirting with each other. And then he took it up the ass. I stood up and
clapped. I think it was a body double.
I gave him a hand job. What do you call it?
A standing.
Round of applause.
I gave him a big O.
I gave him a hand job.
All right, now we have to play along.
There a follow up to this.
Okay. Oh my God.
Thank
somebody,
you for getting
so
that.
Many,
That's
so
nice.
Many General Hospital fan from way back. Wait. How did Don get to General Hospital?
Oh my God.
Because Marnie, because it was Rick Springfield, Dr.
Here
Noah Drake.
Are, like lots of slow mos of their kids.
Like,
Luke
and Laura, what?
But nobody has agreed with me because I can't.
Oh, there was another huge crush of mine.
Oh.
Bo Brady from Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Hokey Smokes Bullwinkle.
Kelly loved Laura from Luke and Laura.
Oh, yeah. Jeannie Francis.
Yeah. I don't know who that is, but.
And Tim liked the couple from All My Children, and oh, she became famous for some. Oh, what other name? Greg and on All My Children. Greg and. Just Google All My Gloria. Children, Greg and. and you'll find her name. He used to stay home from school to watch her on TV.
Peter Breckel, that was his name. Because
he wanted to fuck both of them. Anyways, Michael T. Weiss, who Aaron brings up from Dark Shadows, and then I wasted a really lot of time trying to Google to send him the link for Jeffrey, and he knows that. And there's a scene in Jeffrey where Michael T. Weiss dances alone in a living room that's in the Spank Bank for eternity, as well as the song. I'm trying to think. So we have Noah Drake, Bon Jovi, Olivia Newton-John, not Leather Tuscadero at all. Oh, but isn't Leather Tuscadero... Somebody's got to find out if she's... Greg and Jenny. Greg and Jenny and All My Children. Tim used to miss school, and Tim knew you could miss 39 days of school and not get held back a grade, and he had a calendar out, and he would miss 39 days every year of school because he just didn't want to go. He's kind of lazy. But he would stay home for, like, Greg and Jenny on All My Children. He would stay home for, like...
Jack and Jennifer. That was the other one. Kelly loved Jennifer from Jack and Jennifer on Young and the Restless.
Yeah, yes. And I know who they are, too. Because yeah. I have a soap opera addiction. Hello, my name is Al. Now, mine are all going to be, I think, surprising. The first time I said something out loud in front of my family, and everyone was horrified, was from a TV movie called How the West Was Won, and it was Bruce Boxleitner, who married Melissa Gilbert, and he was the Scarecrow of Scarecrow and Mrs. King. The first time I saw him on TV, my loins ached. I mean, it was pure sex. It was not like, oh, I want to go to gym, and you know what I mean? And like, I want to watch him mow my lawn, like Rosie O'Donnell says about Tom Cruise.
Right.
This was lust, ladies.
But Rosie really wants to watch him mow her lawn.
Right. I'm just saying. I just want to be clear. That wasn't just a first crush. That was also like, I don't know what I want to do with him, but I want to find out what you do with these people, and then I want to do it.
And this was who?
Bruce Boxleitner.
Gotta look him up.
Do it now.
And we were watching the miniseries How the West Was Won, and it turns out that's when I started to like people that were dirty and maybe had been
so
dusty
now.
For a while. Well, yes, so am I.
So's Al.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
Do the math, Katie.
Subtract 40 years.
I'm seeing some. Oh, yeah, he's cute.
And the big surprise in this, in a moment of divine providence, I don't know how else to describe it. Mrs. King, part of Scarecrow, Mrs. King, my first crush as a young person from The Rookies.
And was Kate Jackson?
Kate fucking Jackson. And then when she was on Charlie's Angels, she was the smart one.
I did like her.
And even as a little kid, she was pretty
very
and she
funny.
Was smart.
She's
and
I
was
I liked her.
You would never guess it now because I'm short, but as a younger person, I grew first and I was
oh,
five,
you shot
eight.
To your height that early?
Yeah, I got
blew
to like 5'8" in the
front.
Exactly. Literally.
Bruce Boxleitner was Tron.
Oh yeah, he's everything. It's good. He was so good.
But looks like a Bruce Jenner when Bruce Jenner wasn't hideous.
A man, yeah, when he was a man.
Allegedly.
That'll be our question next week is what the fuck is going on there? So anyways, Kate Jackson from The Rookies and Michael Ancian, and then they were in Making Love together. Not only did they do The Rookies together.
They were in
together.
A movie called Making Love? I gotta Google that.
Oh, it's the best gay movie ever. It's The Gay Way We Were. It holds up all these years later. It's still beautiful. The theme song by Roberta Flack. Anyways, loved them. I had such a crush on... the guy that played Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica, and then I grew up to drink coffee, and it's just a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wasn't Kate Jackson...
Sabrina on Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels, yeah.
And she was on The Rookies, and she was on... I mean, she has a really... For someone who's been out of work for about 40 years, she had an illustrious television career. And I have to tell you, it's a stupid thing. I just thought Tom Cruise was the prettiest thing... It would always go. I would go watch Tom Cruise movies, and I actually watched Cocktail with headphones in because I just wanted to look at him. I knew the movie was going to be stupid. I wore headphones and listened to music the whole time. I just wanted to see him. But Rob fucking Lowe. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's just silly gorge.
And he's like 75 years old now, and he's fucking
beautiful.
Really beautiful.
And I feel like, I mean, he probably has had plastic surgery, but he still looks the same and good. He doesn't look
super
like a weird
pretty,
plastic surgeried man. Right. Except for when he was in that one Liberace movie.
Where he played the plastic surgeon who looked just like Michael Jackson.
Richard Hatch. Oh, my God. Richard Hatch. And it was good hair. And then my stupid crush. Oh, we're not that far over.
Richard Hatch.
And I used to watch VH. Richard Hatch was Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica. Oh, my God, Marnie, you're so funny. If you see, he's only in the dance part of it, but in the video for Forever Your Girl, back in my Paula Abdul phase.
I'm forever your girl.
And that face is... the jazz version. I like that you did the jazz remix. I have
so,
and this one. Oh, Apollo. I'm sorry, but if I'm not mistaken, Starbuck was hot too. But it was Richard Hatch. I'll go and check.
That's why I know Richard Hatch's name. He was the guy on Survivor, the reality show Survivor. Who was the gay naked guy?
Yeah. Okay, in the Forever Your Girl video, because she does all the things, she makes reference to all the videos she did, but there's a part where she's dancing solo, and there's a kid with the hair, whether it's the Blossom hair or the Richard, whatever your guy's,
yes.
Jonathan Brandis, everybody that had that like cool hair that just looks so effortless that none of us could ever achieve. He's the white tall dancer, and he's not really tall because Paula Abdul's a midget, so he's probably like 5'4".
Right.
He's the white cute dancer in the stonewashed jeans on her side in the Forever Your Girl video, and he's the light in the air to me. I used to watch VH1 and tape it for hours just to see that video over and over again because I thought the kid was so cute, and I was like 22 years old, and I just wanted to move to LA, find that kid, and marry him, and live happily ever after. And I still love that song. And every time I hear that song, all I think of is that the dancer and the little man with his arm. I'm like, he's shaking it off.
I want to live the cocktail lifestyle.
Now I can't decide. Richard Hatch sounds right, and so does Dirk Benedict. I have to IMDb. Excuse me, but Jeffrey, if you've never seen it, it's one of the gay classics. It's so good.
How do you spell it? Geoffrey Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, like a straight person. If you have not seen that movie, and I never heard of Martha Stewart till that movie, and they're talking about something, and they have Brian Brett, one of my favorite singers. He was in Forbidden Broadway in New York when I saw it.
Stephen Weber.
Stephen Weber, and he was in Mad Men for a while as the gay character. He's a phenomenal singer that nobody knows he can sing, but he was in Forbidden Broadway for years, playing like every part. He's the young guy that doesn't know anything with Patrick Stewart, and he asks who Ann Miller is, fabulous tap dancer, iconic, and then he's like, or no, first he says, who is Martha Stewart? And he goes, oh, teaches you how to live better, blah, 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 blah. Who is Ann Miller? Get out of my house. But I was sitting there as a young gay guy watching that, and I'm like, I don't know who, I know who Ann Miller is, but I don't know who the fuck Martha's, I never heard of Martha Stewart
until
that movie.
That's so funny.
So now I gotta just look up, the cast of that. But so that was a fun topic, I thought.
It was enjoyable for all the people and all the ships at sea.
Everybody played
both of them.
Yeah, all of that. It all worked out.
Both of the said ships.
Thank you everybody for listening. How much fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, for those of you wondering, we will be here again next Tuesday and the one after that, and then it'll be a new year and we'll start all over for 2015. They all just go up one.
But I think I owe the listeners an answer, because in my mind, it was Dirk Benedict. Oh, yes, it was Dirk Benedict. Oh.
There's your answer. Oh. We have a winner.
Fuck me. I just got a tingle in the pants looking at his picture.
All right, kids, we will wrap this up. It's Katie June, Kat Carlson,
literally.
Al Perkins, literally here. I'm Clayton McKee. Thanks for being with us. We will see you again as we do each and every Tuesday. But until then, we leave you with our parting thoughts. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.